Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneck and I's, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
Yeah, Breaker 19 and this here is the Rubber Duck. You got a copy on me, Big Pin, come on. Yeah, 10-4, Big Pin, for sure, by golly, it's clean clear to Flagtown, come on. Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Big Pin, yeah, we've definitely got a front door, good buddy, mercy sakes alive, looks like we got us a convoy.
It was the dark of the moon on the 6th of June, and a Kenworth pulling logs, cab over Pete with a reefer on, and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We was headed for bear on I-10, about a mile out of Shaky Town. I said, Big Pin, this here's a rubber duck, and I'm about to put the hammer down.
Well, all right, truckers. Hey, this is Ed with Redneck and Knives, and this is Redneck and Knives, all things trucking and then some. And this is a very special day today. Today is the 6th of June, very special day with all the trucker fans out there. This is the story being told by a convoy, and it's always cool. Dark of the moon on the 6th of June, and here we're coming at you live here. We're live every Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern time. You can call in at 516-387-1733. So we got a couple of things to talk about today. You know, I was looking at some news, and of course CNN made a story. They had a story on CNN. There was a video. I got some audio of that, talking about the driver shortage and about how truckers' pay is going up. And I don't know who's telling them that, so we'll see how that goes. And then also, there was a post on Facebook, I think a lot of y'all saw it, where a truck driver passed away. And, of course, a lot of people were talking about, do you have a plan? Do you have a check-in where you check in with people? And if they haven't heard from you, then they know who to call and all that. We'll talk a little bit about that. Also, there's a North Carolina bill that's going to affect pickup trucks, and it's going to make truck drivers a lot happier, big time. It's pretty interesting. We'll get into that. Also, there was a funny little deal here. It says here on the headline, it says, truck driver arrested for allegedly attacking store employee with nunchucks. I thought that was pretty cool. So, yeah, just sit back here. We're going to keep going, and we're here for the next 2 hours, 516-387-1733. Check us out at redneckandknives.com. One of the cool sponsors that we got that's been with us for a while, of course, is DPF Regeneration. They've been, helping us out, ever since I can remember. We've been going to Louisville here at the truck show, setting up and serving food to all the drivers, and DPF Regeneration's always been a big part of that. You can go check them out at dpfregeneration.com. They're at specializes, of course, in the particulate filters. They got all the different exhausts. Even if you don't have the filter system, they have mufflers and filters. They got the EGR coolers, SCR units. They said they were getting into charge air coolers and turbos too. So, give them a holler, 800-634-3010. And also you can check them out at dpfregeneration.com. And give them a holler and let them know you appreciate them supporting Redneck and Knives, because we always appreciate them supporting us. And like I said, just sit back here, and we're going to keep on going. All right, now, we'll see you in a bit.
Well, mercy sakes, good buddy, we ain't going to pack on out of here. Keep the bugs off your glass and the bears off your tail. We'll catch you on the flip side. This here's the rubber duck on the side. We gone bye-bye.
We'd like to thank one of our supporters, DPF Regeneration. The folks at DPF Regeneration have always looked out for truckers. Today's technology in big trucks has gotten more and more complicated, especially when it comes to those particulate filters. DPF filters need to be serviced, cleaned, and sometimes replaced. And DPF Regeneration handles it all. They have the knowledge, the network, and the inventory to get what truckers need to stay out on the road making money. Give them a holler at 800-634-3010. Or check them out at www.webakem.com. Plain and simple, DPF Regeneration.
Hold tight with a leather fist. Watch out when he starts to twist. It's what the daddies used to tell them boys, how to ride them bulls. I got a jingle in my jeans, sore places in between, and I'm leaving old Salt Lake with a push and a pull. 10-4, buddy, come on back. A horse trainer on a Cadillac. Yeah, we're talking to the cowboy in the Coupe de Ville. Chug-a-lugging up one side, sliding down the other. Well, I'm a lover of the other side of the hill. Turn up that radio. Don't wanna think about a rodeo. Don't wanna think about a roundup up in old Cheyenne. Well, it's a crazy circuit. Oh, but still you work it. Turn down that sound, boys. Let's get up and check the scan. 10-4, buddy, come on back. A horse trailer on a Cadillac. Yeah, we're talking to the cowboy in the Coupe de Ville. Chug-a-lugging up one side, sliding down the other. Well, I'm a lover of the other side of the hill. Hanging on the mirror, still wet from ear to ear. Well, I guess it's true then what the wise men say. When you ride your last one, well, make sure he's the best one. Jump while he's moving, tip your hat, boys, and walk away. 10-4, buddy, come on back. A horse trailer on a Cadillac. Yeah, we're talking to the cowboy in the Coupe de Ville. Chug-a-lugging up one side, sliding down the other. Well, I'm a lover of the other side of the hill. 10-4, buddy, come on back. A horse trainer on a Cadillac. Yeah, we're talking to the cowboy in the Coupe de Ville. Chug-a-lugging up one side, sliding down the other. Well, I'm a lover of the other side of the hill. Well, I'm a lover of the other side of the hill.
All right, good deal, good deal. All right, hey, appreciate everybody joining us tonight. Again, this is Redneck and I's All Things Trucking and Then Some. I'm down here at my home in Corpus Christi, Texas, just waiting to go into work. I just do some local gigs down here. Been out on the road, oh shoot, man, since 97 is when I first started driving. And we've been having a good old time out here, starting Redneck and I's. We started back in 2012, and we just kind of met at the Louisville Truck Show, and everybody decided they wanted to, just kind of hang out and help out other drivers that, you know, hadn't been there before. And, you know, sometimes they don't bring enough to eat. Sometimes they don't, you know, it's kind of like you're bored and you're just sitting in the truck. The truck show, you know, it doesn't really last that long each day. It kind of just, it starts at about, what, 9 or 10 o'clock in the morning and shuts down at about 5 or 6 o'clock in the evening. And, you know, after that, really much to do. Back in the day, you know, back when Uber and Lyft weren't available, you just kind of were stuck. You were stuck at the parking lot for the whole week because the traffic was so bad and it was always really tight to get in and out. So you just kind of were stuck and you were hoping that you could, you know, if you'd never been there before, you showed up and you said, you know, I didn't know that I wasn't going to be able to go to the grocery store or do anything. So what we did is we started bringing, you know, we set up a tent, we put up heat because it got cold. A lot of people don't expect that to do what happened. It would rain, that kind of stuff. So we put up a tent to where you can kind of just, everybody can kind of gather together and hang out. And it just grew and became something deal. So it was a lot of fun. So in 2012, when we started doing that, and then later on down the line, we just kind of kind of created this little network of Brotherhood of Truckers, and just kind of bringing that back and trying to just make the trucking industry a better place. So we're hoping everybody has a good old time doing that. You know, I wanted to get into a couple of things, news and what's going on out there on the road. And I saw this and I had to talk about it a little bit because it's important, I think, to a lot of drivers out there. And we don't really think about it that much because we don't expect it to happen, but it can happen. You never know. On CDLLife.com, the headline was, "Truckers, do you have a buddy plan? If not, this might convince you." So it starts off with talking about a recent Facebook post provides truckers with the potentially life-saving advice about building a safety network while you're out on the road. On Thursday, Deb Labrie of a nonprofit organization, Women in Trucking, took to Facebook to write a message about the importance of having a buddy plan in case of an emergency while you're out on the road. Her Facebook post went, "So folks, do you have a buddy plan? Someone you check in with a couple of times a day. Today, a driver died in his truck. Company could not get a hold of him and had the police do a welfare check. Unfortunately, the doors were locked. The police couldn't get inside. Finally, my husband and another driver called the carrier for permission to break the window. Instead, the carrier sent a locksmith. This all took a lot of time. If the driver needed help, the wait time was too long. Have a plan. Have a spare key somewhere where law enforcement can get to you faster, maybe saving a life. This is what I woke up to this morning. Carrier was checking on him because he didn't show up to deliver his load. Don't let the only ones looking out for you be the carrier. Have a plan. Rest in peace, driver." And I think that's an important deal. I think it's a big deal on that. So it says here, it continues on. It says, several Facebook users chimed in to agree with Labrie and offer their own advice. "Agree, me and my brother call each other 3 to 5 times a day. We always let each other know where we stop for the night and call as soon as we wake up in the morning. We drive for different companies. It's always good to have someone that knows where you are, and especially if you've been feeling under the weather," said one commenter. It says, it's maybe already been said, but every evening we park most nights. I would text friends and family, three or four of them, our location, just a quick short text with the city, state, and truck stop that we're at. That way they heard something from us each night, and then also that we knew where we were last. They knew where we were last. I also had them on my tracking app so that they see where we were at any given time, another commenter said. So the Missing Truck Driver Alert Network, I know those people, they're good people, also shared a list of information for drivers to give their family members to have in hand in case they were unable to get in contact. This information includes, of course, name, age, identifying scars, tattoos, physical description, a list of health conditions, company name, phone numbers, make, model, color, and unit number of truck, damage to or markings on trailer, style of trailer, plate numbers of truck and trailer, VIN number, DOT number, pickup and delivery locations, photo of driver and truck. And of course, the Facebook post was police vehicles in the truck stop. And it says, please have a buddy plan. And I thought this was important because I think a lot of drivers don't have this set up, or they don't really, you know, have anything. I mean, even if it's anything, it just anything. I thought about it. It's especially the just having a Google location where you share your location with your family or friends. You can have the apps on there, like the Google Maps has where you can do it on there. A bunch of different phones, and there's a lot of apps where you can share the information. Even some, I think even like Facebook and stuff has it too. I'm not real sure, but then even though if you're active on social media and you've got people that you might, even if you're not close friends, people that you might converse with on a daily basis through the app. I mean, at least it's something, you know, and then also if you're on the other end of that, if you communicate with people on a regular basis and then all of a sudden you don't anymore, you know, you might want to, you know, think of, hey, they usually comment on everything that I post. Maybe I need to check on them or something, you know, something like that. You know, so I always thought that. And then the hide a key. So the hide a key,
I think is important because a lot of trucking companies really don't do that. They don't focus on that. And I think that, that the, especially the smaller carriers, because a locksmith costs money, and keys are hard to, you know, sometimes you lose them, they cost money, all that kind of stuff. So I always thought that it was a good idea if you do have some kind of hide a key, that it's something that every, that more people know about, like, you know, people, maybe even your driver manager or dispatcher, you know, a lot of the smaller carriers, the ones that have, you know, 10, 20, 100 trucks, they all have some kind of system set up where there's a key on the truck somewhere that where they can get into the truck. Because, you know, a lot of these trucks, they, I mean, Freightliners, you're notorious for it, locking the truck, getting out and closing the door and not realizing your keys are still inside. Volvos are cool because they won't lock like that. You have to have the key to lock them. So, you know, that's always a cool thing about Volvo is not locking your keys in the truck. But still, if you're in the truck and something's wrong with you and somebody needs to get in the truck, you know, it's always good to have a way to get to a key. And that's always a good thing. So I just thought those were important things to do and something like that and happen. I really like it that people always know where I am, especially family members, you know, that you communicate to on a regular basis. Sometimes it's cool when you got, you know, kids or kids in your family that are, you know, wondering where you're at and they can track you on the phone. It's always a cool thing. So stuff like that, you know, they keep an eye on you when you're out there, especially if you're going into a busy area or bad weather. You know, you always want people to let people know that stuff. And like I said, maybe have a plan. It's one of those things where, you know, in case something happens, you know, this is what you should do or need to look for. But I just didn't know what y'all thought about that and everything. And it was kind of cool to see this on here about people talking about that, because we see it all the time. You know, drivers are out there on the road. They, you know, they're not eating healthy and it's hard to stay healthy. And sometimes, you know, they're just already in a bad spot health-wise. So, you know, going to bed at night in a truck by yourself ain't always the best thing to do when your health is poor, you know, like that and everything. So anything can happen. You never know. You know, healthy people have problems too with that. So always have a plan. So yeah, we'll have that, share it out there as best we can to let everybody know. Maybe they need to talk about it, think about it, you know, just come up with something like that. So we appreciate everybody doing that for us. Like I said, check us out at redneckandeyes.com and I hope everybody's having a great evening out there tonight and staying safe. Like I said, this is the 6th of June. So when you're out there and you see the moonlight, just always think about that and we'll go from there. All right, we'll see you in a bit.
Hypnotizes by a dotted line. running through my veins. In this crazy world, I'm thankful every time I make it home. And give credit to the man above for another day. And I'll be glad when I see that crack of dawn, cause the night is as dark as the coffee running through my veins. And the night is as dark as the coffee running through my veins.
We'd like to send a shout out to all these great supporters. They hung in there with us through the beginning, and we couldn't have done it without them. GTS Enterprises, North Liverpool, Ohio. RM Transport of Chandler, out of Chandler, Arizona. CK Hunter Transportation, out of Virginia Beach, Virginia. Peter Ramsey Trucking, out of Mountain Grove, Missouri. Dixon Transportation, out of Sarcoxie, Missouri. Lifetime Nut Covers out of Crystal Lake, Iowa. Iowa 80 Truck Stop out of Walcott, Iowa. SoCal Flashlights out of Los Angeles, California. My Right Load at www.rightload.com. And DPF Regeneration at www.webakem.com. Thank all of you for your support and generosity to Redneckanize.
The eagles been flying slow, and the flag's been flying low, and a lot of people saying that America's fixing to fall. But speaking just for me, and some people from Tennessee, we got a thing or two to tell you all. This lady may have stumbled, but she ain't never failed. And if the Russians don't believe that, they can all go straight to hell. We're gonna put her feet back on the path of righteousness, and then God bless America again. And you never did think that it ever would happen again. In America's future, you never did think that we'd ever get together again. We're damn sure fools, you were walking real proud and we're talking real loud again. In America, you never did think that it ever would happen again. From the sound up in Long Island, out to San Francisco Bay, and everything that's in between them is our home. Done a little bit of fighting amongst ourselves, but you outside people best leave us alone. Cause we'll all stick together, and you can take that to the bank. That's the cowboys and the hippies, and the rebels and the Yanks. You just go and lay your hand on a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, and I think you're gonna finally understand. And you never did think that it ever would happen again. In America, did you? You never did think that we'd ever get together again. We're damn sure fools. You were walking real proud and we're talking real loud again. In America, you never did think that it ever would happen again.
good kids, or you never did think they would ever get together again. Well, we damn sure knew you were walking real proud and we're talking real loud again. In America, you never did think that it ever would have happened again.
All right, good deal. Welcome back, everybody. Hey, this is Ed with Redneck and Ice, all things trucking and then some. We're here live every Sunday night at 7 p.m. Eastern time. You can call in at 516-387-1733. Be part of the conversation. Just hit one. You know, it was funny. There was a little article here on CDLLife.com. It says, truck driver arrested for after allegedly attacking store employee with nunchucks. This truck driver was arrested in Connecticut on Wednesday after reportedly attacked a worker with martial arts weapons. California-based truck driver Maximum Elby, 34, was arrested on Wednesday evening after charged with illegal possession of a weapon in a motor vehicle, carrying a dangerous weapon, second-degree breach of peace, second-degree assault, and third-degree assault. According to a news release from the South Windsor Police Department, the police say shortly before 8 p.m. on Wednesday, June 2nd, they were called to the Mobis Parts America auto parts store after LB became involved in an altercation with an employee. After a verbal altercation, police say that LB physically attacked the employees, punching him in the face and striking him in the head three times with wooden nunchucks. Other employees were able to restrain LB until officers arrived on scene. The employee was taken to the hospital for treatment of minor injuries. Located in the passenger compartment of LB's tractor trailer was two 13-inch long swords and several other martial arts style weapons, police said. LB was held on $75,000 bond and was set to appear in court on Thursday morning. So ain't no telling what that's going to happen. But that's hilarious to me. You know, everybody's talking about guns, guns, guns. Here's a guy with nunchucks, and then, of course, he had swords in the truck. So, you know, hey, he had something, you know. I guess he thought that that's how you stay safe is or stay well-armed is to have martial arts weapons, you know, just in case, you know, just in case Thanos attacks or something. I don't know. You got to have something. So I thought that was pretty funny. But in other stuff, there was a deal I saw here. It was in a North Carolina news out of Raleigh, North Carolina. Well, they're talking about Raleigh. I think that's the capital, isn't it? Where there's a state bill that would ban what they call the Carolina squat. And I've got some video about that right here.
It's called the Cali Lane, the Tennessee Tilt. But here in North Carolina, it's called the squat.
This lady's funny.
Don't know about what I'm saying. You have no idea, do you? Well, that's okay. Chances are you've seen it on the road before. It's called the Carolina squat. WECT's Drew Lohman has been looking into the Carolina squat and why it's causing a stir with lawmakers. Tell us all about it, Drew.
The Carolina squat is essentially a modified truck, but those mods could soon be illegal, and that could impact a variety of vehicle owners. A new bill passed the state house targeting the Carolina squat. Wait, what is the Carolina squat?
The Carolina squat is where you raise the front and you lower the rear to create a squatted truck in the rear.
Also known in other areas as the Cali Lean or the Tennessee Tilt, a growing trend in the truck community. But not all truck lovers are in the Carolina Squat Squad.
They do. They think it's cool, and I guess they just think it makes their truck look better. But it's kind of like a competition in a way.
A competition that could soon be banned. The new bill states, a private passenger automobile shall not be modified or altered by elevating the automobile more than 3 inches from the manufacturer's specified height in the front and lowering the automobile more than 2 inches from the specified height in the rear. North Carolina doesn't have any restrictions on these modifications, but some professionals in the automobile industry already won't make the changes. Those at Cape Fear Customs, a company that works on automotive customizations, says it's not good for your truck and not safe either.
you're moving the weight of the vehicle towards the back. You're going to have to put extra oil in the vehicle because all of that oil is tilted back. You're also losing visibility, and it's affecting the braking on the vehicle. So really, it's kind of a hazard to everybody else on the road.
The bill awaits a state Senate vote, and if passed, the Carolina squat will be squashed.
And they can't really compete with that anymore. Then it's also going to take away of the look of their truck.
But regardless of the look, those with knowledge on the wear and tear of vehicles say it's something that should be done.
I think overall it's a good move for the state of North Carolina.
Now, the Carolina squat started because truck drivers wanted to imitate off-road racing trucks that provide a lower rear to help land jumps. But if the bill is passed, those who don't change the height of their truck could get their license revoked. Fran?
All right, we are all now more enlightened on truck culture and the Carolina squat. Thanks so much, Drew.
That's hilarious. All right, it's not going to go in there. Okay, there we go. Cool deal. Yeah, that lady was funny. Like, she's like, you know, who cares, right? But to me, this is a big deal because I never thought that people were doing this intentionally. I thought because they were adding suspension to the front end because they were trying to, like you say, in off-road vehicles tend to need more flexibility in the front because the front is a lot because that's where the weight is. You got to be able to bounce. And that causes the back end to lower or to stay the same and the front end is higher. And I hated this as a truck driver because of the damn headlights. That's all I hated. I hated that the headlights were shining right up in my face. So that's why I always told people that had that kind of setup that says you need to realign your headlights. This here, they're talking about wear and tear on the vehicle and, of course, visibility and control and all that stuff. And you know, that makes sense. But as a truck driver, I just thought it was a big deal because it's like, man, you know, with the it was just the headlights. Headlights are shining up in my face, and they don't even have their high beams on, you know. And I just talk about that all the time, but, you know, that having high beams on the interstate, you know, when you're behind vehicles and you have your high beams on, you're blinding those other vehicles, especially truck drivers, because, you know, they got big mirrors on each one on each side. If you don't know that already, but that's how it's set up. And the truck drivers are taught, part of our habit of driving, part of a good safety practice, is to always double check our mirrors to see what's behind us, beside us, and all that. And of course, you know, the headlights are shining right there and we can't see nothing. So I always told people all the time that if you are going down the highway and you've got your lights messed up like that, where they're shining up, you got your high beams on, maybe you don't realize it. You look up ahead and you see big truck and you see that big truck's hazards come on and then go off, or you see their lights just kind of flicker where they go off and come back, go off and come back, go off and come back. They're letting somebody behind them know. They're trying to let somebody behind them know that they got their high beams on or their lights are messed up. So that's what they hate. And I mean, I can't stand it. Of course, I do most of my driving at night. So I try to get used to it, but it's a headlight thing to me. And in this law here, it would restrict them from intentionally lowering the vehicle in the back and raising in the front. It said lower it 2 inches in the back and raising it 3 inches in the front at the same time is going to be illegal. And to me, I just think that, you know, if you're raising and lowering a truck, a pickup truck, just like that, or any kind of vehicle, that's meant to drive on the road, it's not safe at all. So, you know, you're kind of, like you're saying, you're messing up the control of the vehicle and the way the vehicle maneuvers and runs and all that. So just watch that stuff. But my biggest thing is the headlights, man. People go down the road all the time, even truck drivers, they don't have their headlights aligned. You know, maybe you had to change a headlight. Maybe you had an accident where all it did was break the headlight and you say, you know, that's no big deal, I'll just buy a new headlight. And that headlight is not aligned. And truck drivers should know this, that each headlight has little knobs inside the housing there where you can twist them and it'll turn the headlight left and right and it'll raise it up and down and you can adjust your headlights. We got a video talking about it on our YouTube channel and it's always about keeping your headlights aligned. A lot of times especially when pickup trucks are hauling stuff in the back of the pickup truck, of course, the suspension might dip down and all that. I always see it all the time. I'll be driving down the road and I'll see a pickup truck or a vehicle coming up behind me, and it looks like they got their brights on. And then once they get close to me, it's a pickup truck. And I say, oh, the pickup truck. Well, he might be pulling something or he might be hauling something. And normally 9 out of 10, they've got a trailer hooked on the back of their bumper, and it's really heavy. And of course the suspension can't handle it. So the truck is kind of pointed up in the air, and that kind of stuff, it irritates you, but you're hoping that somebody that does that stuff, well, usually it's somebody that never hauls trailers with their pickup truck a lot and they don't really realize it. But even the big trucks can happen, depending on the suspension. Sometimes you see where the suspension is broke. A lot of times the airbags aren't flowing. The air is not flowing in the airbag like it's supposed to, and it'll cause the truck to bounce up and down. A lot of truck drivers, you see them all the time. The headlights, they might be aligned all right, but then they're loose inside the housing there, and they're jiggling, and that jiggle just drives you crazy. I mean, my OCD kicks in right away. It's like, man, your headlights are jiggling. Stop all that crap. But I just thought that was a cool deal, little law that they're talking about out there in North Carolina, where they would ban their technically what they call Carolina squat. It's all over the country. They do it. They've got a lot of pictures on the video talking about showing the looks. And it really is. It's just they've got the back end lowered as low it can go. They've got like 22 or 24 inch rims with those low pro tires. And already, I don't know how the vehicle can function down the road. I don't know how that can be comfortable. It might be a show vehicle where it might try to enter contest. And if that's the case, put the thing on a trailer and just take it to the show, and drop it off, and don't try to drive it down the street with the headlights pointing in the air. And, if something happens, if it rains, and you're all screwed up. So yeah, they've got a bunch of pictures on there and all that, and all that. So what we'll do is we're recording all this, and all that. What we'll do is we'll cut it up and we'll put it on YouTube and hopefully have this video on there too. And make sure we share with everybody that and everything. And you can check that out, our YouTube channel, Redneck and Eyes. You can always find a link to that on our website, redneckandeyes.com. And then here on Sunday, we're always live at 7 o'clock Eastern time. You can call in at 516-387-1733 and be part of the conversation. Just hit one. One of the great sponsors that we got with us that's fairly new, that's we're really excited to be with, and hopefully that we can continue on, it's Trucker Tools. And you can check them out at truckertools.com. It's an app for truckers. And what that does is you can download the app from the app stores, whichever one you got. And, they've got different brokers and different carriers that they work with about booking freight, tracking freight, and you can find, truck stops, maintenance facilities, fuel stops, Walmarts, all kinds of cool stuff on there. They also, like I said, got ways that you can book freight and track freight on there. It's just a great network for truck drivers to be able to get more done. They've got a list on their website here of all these different carriers and different logistics companies that they work with. And they're good people. They really have been wanting to help us out. And of course, the pandemic, we were all excited. We actually just partnered up with him a year ago back in January, and we were going to go to the truck show. And of course they were going to be helping us with sponsorship. And of course then pandemic happened and shut everything down. But they didn't really, they said, hey, just let's deal with it, down the road, and let's have it happen. And hopefully we'll get back to it next year. The next truck show we're looking at getting to is going to be Louisville here at the Mid-America Trucking Show next March. And we're all excited about that. And I think Trucker Tools is pretty excited too. Like I said, just give them a holler. You can download the app, use it, and then review it and tell them what you think. And the cool part about it is they're always going in and changing, updating stuff, trying to make it better. So you can check those guys out, truckertools.com, download the app. Give them a review, and then of course let them know that you appreciate them supporting Redneck and Eyes, because we appreciate them a lot. So just hang with us here, and we'll be right back. Taking a break here. This is Redneck and Eyes, all things trucking and then some.
I heard he needed some help on the farm. Somebody with a truck and two strong arms, not scared of dirt and willing to work till the sun goes down. So I pulled up and said, I'm your man, I can start right now. And we shook hands. He said, the fence needs fixing, the peaches need picking, and the cows need bringing round. I was hauling hay, I was feeding the hogs, and that summer sun had me sweating like a dog. So I cooled off in the creek, then it was back to work. And that dad come heat, I was cussing out loud, thinking about quitting. Looking back now, I'm sure glad I didn't, cause just when I thought it couldn't get no hotter, I caught a glimpse of the farmer's daughter. Just getting home from Panama City, she was all tanned up and my kind of pretty. When her eyes met mine, I was thinking that I sure love my job. As the days got shorter, our talks got longer, the kisses got sweeter and the feelings got stronger. So we'd hop in the truck and get all tangled up every chance we got. We were down by the river all night long. When the sun came up, I was making her home and dragging my butt to work. With the smell of her perfume on my shirt, I'd be on the tractor, she'd be on my mind. With that sun beating down on his back of mine, and just when I thought it couldn't get no hotter, I fell in love with the farmer's daughter. Got married last spring. Oh, and there ain't no better life for me. I'm still hauling hay and feeding the hogs, and that summer sun's got me sweating like a dog. So I cool off in the creek, and she brings me out a glass of sweet iced tea. Now I'm on the tractor, she's on my mind, and I can't wait till it's quitting time. And just when I think it can't get no hotter, I come home to the farmer's daughter. Yeah. The farmer's daughter.
Good deal, good deal. All right, welcome back, everybody. Hey, we're just gonna keep on going right through here. Like I said, you can call me at 516-387-1733, and we're just kind of the fly by the seat of our pants kind of here. We'll just pull you on and see what you got going on. So we'll go to the phones now and let's see what we got. And if the computer works right, we should be able to. There we go. Hey, what's going on there?
What's going on, Ed?
Hey, what's going on there, Mister
Bucket? Listening to the show, man. Good stuff, man. Good stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I totally get the part where the headlights shine in people's eyes deal.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know. Maybe I'm just I'm all about less government.
Well, yeah. I mean, well, it looks like what they're doing is more about safety than it is, you know, with people, because. To me, like here in Texas, you got to have a vehicle inspection and, you know, all that stuff. But it really is just about safety inspection. It, the brakes work, the lights work, all that kind of stuff. And a lot of states don't have that requirement. So you know, yeah, I don't like it either. I think people should have common sense about it. But, you know, there ain't a lot of common sense going around this world.
Oh, ain't that a no-shitter. But, man. Yeah, I live in East Tennessee, and we don't have vehicle inspections.
Right.
But Virginia does, and I live on my town borders the Virginia state line. You know, it has its pros and its cons, because you can go about 30, 40 miles up into Virginia, and you can buy a decent pickup truck, you know, an older pickup truck that windshield's cracked in it or needs catalytic converters, and you can buy that truck pretty cheap either drive it or trailer it home, and I just crank it up and drive it in Tennessee.
Yeah, there you go, see?
You know? But yeah, I mean, I get it. I never really thought it was that big of a problem. I don't see those vehicles that often.
You know, I mean, they're not that often. Like I said, most commonly it's the pickup truck trying to pull something too heavy, and his lights are shining up because he's all weighed down. You see that more than you see people actually jacked up. Now, down here in South Texas, they got a lot of problems with the guys with their off-road vehicles that go out in the desert, you know, and they drive through the sand and all that. They want to have that suspension on the front end. That way they can fly across that sand a little better.
I'm more apt to agree to get them to pass a law with them damn fog lights and them light bars people put on their trucks.
Man, they got them LEDs, sucker, that they're brighter than anything all get out. And like I said, you know, I like lights. Like, I put the video on YouTube. I like lights. I think, you know, if you want to have lights, great. But if you don't have them adjusted properly, or if they're just too damn bright, then they're not serving a purpose at all.
Mm-hmm. That's
so,
true,
you know,
man.
Yeah. You know, there's so many people out there, they'll take lights, they'll stick them on their vehicle and think, oh, I got a lot of lights. But then they're like, one's pointed up in the air, one's pointed down to the ground. It's like, what's the point?
Yeah, definitely not. They put them stickers on them lights for a reason. Off-road use only.
Yeah, off-road use only, right. Yep,
but yeah,
yep, that's right.
I see that a lot with the pickup trucks, you know, hauling a fifth-wheel trailer, or not a fifth-wheel, well, even a fifth-wheel, but a gooseneck. Or most of the time I see it on bumper hitch. Bumper hitch vehicles. They're pulling a big long camper or something like that, and it throws that front end. And, you know, once I recognize what it is, it's like the irritation goes away. You know, it's like, oh, he can't help it.
You're right.
But if it's somebody just got a headlight out of adjustment, you know, because of stupidity, and it's like the anger don't go away. You just
that's why
you're silently wishing death on them. I get so
ticked off when they're coming up behind me and they one of the headlights is loose and it's just jiggling. It's like, oh man.
you know, Ed, my big truck got hit a couple years back, and I was so proud. I got my truck fixed and I bought them real nice new headlights for it with the big light bar in it, you know, for the 386 feet. Mm-hmm. And I just thought they were the coolest headlights. And I didn't have them dang things a dang on 6 months. And I could ride down the road and I see my headlights bouncing up and down. And I thought I was about to lose one of them, you know?
Yeah.
And come to find out, they broke on the inside. And they were the jiggly, just like you said. So I opened my hood one night and went to bed and left my hood open and took a chance. And then I opened my headlight housing up, and I filled that son of a gun with liquid foam and left my hood up because, I turned my headlights on, and I got them aimed where I felt on the ground where they were even down low. Mm-hmm. And then I filled them up with that foam insulation, and the next morning I trimmed off the excess foam, shut my headlights, you know, put that little cover back on it, and my headlights never jingled again.
I remember mine popped out. It like the little plastic things that you use to adjust them. Well, mine, it's a little ball that's stuck in the thing. It just popped out of, and so I was able to pop it back in. But you're right, you know, stuff's just got to stop moving inside there. And if you can just somehow just stop that, that's all you need. I think I used Gorilla Glue one time a long time ago. You know, when they, it's just plastic. All that headlight thing. So getting it when it starts jiggling, it's just something inside there broke. You just got to stop it from moving, and that's all it is to it. But yeah, you're right. It's
that's why
you know,
I use that spray foam.
Yeah.
When I used that spray foam in there, I left my hood open that night because it wasn't. You know, if I closed my hood, God knows the direction my headlights would have went in.
Exactly, yeah. You let gravity help you out there. That's awesome.
Yeah, and I never had a problem with them again until the next guy hit me, and I just replaced them.
Well, that's redneck and eyes right there. Uh-huh. It's that's, you know, you gotta fix something somehow or another. You gotta fix it. It's gotta get done. You know, so that's what we do. That's what we do out there on the road. People don't realize that.
Well, I thought about y'all yesterday. I redneckanized my windshield washer fluid.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, where the pump goes in on that little where the pump goes in on it with that little rubber bushing. That old rubber bushing, I don't know what's wrong with it, but it's wore out. So I took it out and I put a bead of that white I can't remember the name of it, but the TV commercials do it. It has a silicone, the TV commercials. What that?
Oh, like
weird
the Flex Seal.
Dude, Flex Seal, that's what it is. Flex Seal.
Yeah.
I bought me a little tube of Flex Seal. Oh shit. And I put it around that thing, and then I put it back together and let it sit there. Then I put a little bead around the pump itself, and pushed it back in there. And you know, it says on contact, so I just put a little bit in there just to see if it would leak, and it didn't. So this morning I filled it up, and I just wanted to put me a big old redneck and I sticker on it.
Yeah.
It officially has been redneckanized.
It's, and you know, that's what people don't realize is that there's something always leaking or loose or cracked or snapped on the big truck, and you know, it's like it's every day something's always going. And that's why we do pre-trips, because you know, you'll get going down the road. Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, you ain't got washer fluid, and you're wondering why, you know.
Yeah, I'm gonna get on eBay and actually I'm gonna fix it right. You know, I am gonna fix it right and put the new reservoir on there. But well, I tell you what, son, they're proud of them.
Oh yeah, shoot. Yeah, man. It, you know, you thought that if it was made in China or Mexico, it'd be cheaper, but that ain't true.
Yeah, it's they're proud of it, but it's all good.
Yep.
So, you know, how hell is everybody? I hadn't talked to anybody in a while.
I really haven't talked to anybody either. I took some time off to go see some family. Everybody's doing real good there, and you know, visited the town a little bit, went sightseeing some little bit there, and just been trying to enjoy this weather. You know, we've been having a lot of rain over here in Texas, so we've been trying to stay dry over here. So it's finally been turning up.
I'm in South Texas right now.
Yeah,
I'm in South Texas today.
Yeah,
and right now it says it's 92 degrees and the sun's shining.
Yeah,
dude, I don't want to leave.
I know, right? Yep.
Of course, I don't care if it's raining in Texas. I still don't want to leave.
Yeah, it's something else. I tell you, Texas is one of those states where you can drive a lot of miles and never leave the state. And they were saying, you know, what? Tell me you're from Texas without telling me you're from Texas. And I say, you know, well, 8-hour drive ain't nothing to me, you know, because that's how it is. But I went to Atlanta for the summer one time, and I said, hey, I was hanging out with some friends, and I said, hey, let's go up to Virginia Beach for the weekend. They said, that's too far. It's only 7 hours. That ain't nothing.
Yeah, you know, what's funny is, you know, El Paso to Orange, I would assume is the, I looked at my GPS yesterday, and from Texarkana to Laredo was like 600 miles.
Yep.
And with that being said, 850 or so from El Paso to Orange.
To Orange, it's like 870, I think, is the mile marker. I think
yeah,
it's like 870 something. But So when I was in school, our biggest thing was is that if you're in El Paso, Texas, it is quicker to drive to LA than it is to drive to Texarkana. So if you're in El Paso, you're closer to LA than you are to Texarkana.
I could see that probably. I ain't done the miles on it. But
and then in Texarkana, you're closer to Chicago than you are to if you're in Texarkana, you're closer to Chicago than you are to El Paso. So that was the
crazy
big thing. Yeah. Yep. Yep. And there's only two time zones. You know, you'd think there'd be more.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. And of course, the
yeah,
train.
Yeah, I love that here, man.
All different, so. Yeah. Yep. It's all about Texas. It's all about right there. Down here in South Texas, it's totally different. The weather's different. The landscape's different. You know, you're kind of like, I'm on the beach down here, but you're kind of like, in the grasslands or maybe even a kind of little desert area. So it's the weather changes and it might get real, real cold and it might get real, real hot. So you never know. But
it's nuts,
yeah,
man.
Yep. But everybody over here been doing real good, man. We've been trying to just hold tight and keep this going here with the podcast and the YouTube and we've been growing. That's been doing real good. We've grown. Subscribers are growing. I mean, it's not growing as fast as I'd like it, but hell, it ain't going down. I'll just tell you that. That's always a good thing. As long as it's not going the opposite direction. That's all I'm happy about. So
damn right. I'm tickled.
Yeah. Yeah, we're loving it out here.
I'm just tickled that you guys are on Unplugged Radio, man. That's just
oh yeah. Yeah,
guys,
we appreciate
you guys,
that.
I think
yeah.
are my only guys on Unplugged.
I mean, I think Lana was doing some shows there for a while, and I don't know. I haven't looked to see what else is on here, but yeah, I mean, we're definitely utilizing your generosity because, I mean, it's been great for us to be able to. Of course, we do this here in hopes that it catches there's a big listeners and all that, but we record it and then put it on YouTube, and it kind of just gets the word out, and we're always talking about how we're going live, so it's always a good thing. And of course, people can always go in to Unplugged Radio on Blog Talk and listen to the old broadcast on there. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, that and they can and it's a phone number they can call in and be a part of the show. Not
that's
many
right.
people are offering to let other people be part of the shows.
Right, right. Or
I love
it's and I always thought that there needs to be more. Especially, everybody listens to the satellite radio, and of course you got news shows and call-in shows, and you can't call in half the time because it's really, really busy, or they're really quick to cut you off and only want to cover it. They just want something to talk about in between the commercials, But here, we're not doing that. We can talk and whatever you want to talk about, we can talk about it. So that's the best thing about it to me.
And you guys got. And one thing I've noticed with Redneck and I is some of the best, most trusted people in the industry, like DPF Regenerations and Trucker Tools. I mean, how cool is that they sponsor you guys? I mean, that just verifies the legitimacy of your operations. I mean, you got two of the biggest players in the industry sponsoring you guys. You guys are legit, man.
Well, and you know what? We were all excited for this last truck show in 2020 because we had people on the fence, ready to help us out. But when everything canceled, you weren't going to get anything done until everything kind of started back up again. So
yeah,
we're excited to get things going back again because – we're excited about all the other conversations that we had before, leading up to the truck show before. So we're excited about that happening. So we're just making sure.
Oh, I can't wait.
We were just making sure that we didn't kind of lose our following or anything because of the pandemic. We're just going to get on here and try to be online more and have more stuff doing it each week. And that way, come the truck show, everybody's like, "Hey, let's go check out Redneck and I." So,
oh yeah, yeah, you guys are definitely you'll definitely will mention you guys on our gigs out there at the truck show.
Hell yeah, yeah.
Plus, you guys know I love y'all because hey, you're on my network.
There you go. That's right.
And I love the fact I love your content, you know, and I feel guilty that I haven't been more actively involved in getting the word out, and I'll try to do better. It's been hectic on my side, time-wise, but we'll definitely build y'all up a little bit on Twitter and stuff.
Yeah, well, even I have a hard time trying to get more content because you try to go in and see what's popular and what's trending and all that as far as truck driving goes, and really these stories, all of them are just kind of individual accidents or individual events that happen, and it's not anything kind of big broadening that affects the entire industry in a whole, you know. So I always try to include stuff like that where you know, like when laws change or when things are changing in different directions or different people are doing certain things, I'd always like to get that out there, you know. But you see, like right now, there's just a couple of articles on here talking about individual trucking companies. You know, one guy gets arrested for doing the COVID-19 relief fraud, and another one where a trucker crashed into another, or a trucker dies because the other trucker crashed into a highway sign. And you know, it actually says Tennessee Highway Patrol, but it doesn't say where. Yeah, it didn't see. Wasn't too specific on there. And a lot of times, you don't really catch any details. That's the problem I have with a lot of these news articles, is they kind of just give you the gist and they don't give you more details. Where I want to know what happened. I want to know, you know, what led up to it and all that. Of course, you know, you don't get all that. So you have to either pay attention and go back to it and try to follow up. But you know, it's all about headlines on the internet. So you know. But yeah. Yeah, I thought it was crazy with that guy with the nunchucks, man. What about that? You don't have any nunchucks with you, do you?
No, I carry a gun.
Mm-hmm. That's what I thought. I was like, well, at least he didn't hurt nobody, you know, seriously, because he only had nunchucks.
Well, I don't flash mine. I'll be honest with you, I don't go nowhere without a pistol. And I don't give a shit who knows it.
Well, you see, so... Well, what I was going to tell you was that one of the local news agencies here in Texas, they tried to be like sarcastic or they were trying to insult Republicans, because what they did was they said that Republican lawmakers promised to address gun safety after El Paso shooting. And then the next sentence was, by passing the, constitutional carry, you know, the ability to carry without a permit. And of course, most of the people on the left and Democrats, they're like, well, that doesn't help what we're trying to do with gun safety, you know, for these shootings. And it's like, no, they are. They did address, you know, gun safety against shootings, and that's more people need to be armed. And let you know, so
yeah,
because we know those crazy people won't go attack people that they know they're going to get shot, they're going to shoot back, you know.
Show me in the news one pawn shop lately or one gun store that's been robbed.
Yep,
you know, it's like they don't happen because everybody knows that the pawnbrokers carry guns.
There was a thing, it was maybe about 2 years ago. Austin had a gun store where they talked about it, because the guy came in, he wanted to buy a pistol, he wanted to buy a handgun, and he appeared to be upset, and the owner of the gun store said, no, I'm not going to sell you a gun. I don't have to sell you a gun. You don't seem in the right frame of mind. And come to find out, what it was that his wife was sick in the hospital, and he wasn't getting anywhere with the doctor, and he was really upset. So he drove down to the gun store, and tried to buy a firearm, and of course, because he was all distraught and not making much sense, the gun owner didn't, you know. So, and the other thing too is that he called the cops, because of course, who's to know that he would go to a store and somebody not say, you know, I'm not going to do it. So, so they had a video. They gave the video to the police, and the police are trying to hunt the guy down to make sure that he doesn't try to hurt nobody. So, So that was the only thing you saw at a gun store like that that would involve, you know, some kind of like potential violence. But you're right. You know, what did one comedian say one time? An armed society is a polite society.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we didn't have trouble like this back in the old West days.
Right, right. Some could say that was because, you know, that you if you were out there in the middle of nowhere and you killed somebody, nobody's gonna catch you. So, but to me, I don't think that was the case. I don't think that the old West was as brutal as people may think it was. You know,
I don't think.
The rumors were Billy the Kid, you know, killed a bunch of people, one guy for just snoring too loud and all that. But the only confirmed kill was on one person that Billy the Kid actually shot and killed, and that was in some kind of, you know, gunfight. But there was never any kind of proof, documentation or anything that he actually was on a killing spree like they say he was in the books and the
he shot the deputy too. I mean, when he escaped this time, he didn't want to, but he said he. But yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. I think that if I know you're armed, then I'm probably not going to rob you.
Yeah.
You know, it's common sense.
Yeah, I'm not going to call you a bad name or anything. I'm gonna be nice.
Well, I ain't worried about calling you a bad name, but I'm probably not going to rob you.
Yep.
But, yeah, people don't kill each other over bad names, but.
Yeah, some do.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. I do carry, and I don't care who knows it. I don't want to be in my bed one night and somebody jump up in my truck with a pistol, you know, trying to hurt me. Because, you know, if they take me out, then the chain reaction of my family, you know, what's my family going to do? How's my
exactly.
wife going to live? How's my kids
right.
going to live?
Right.
You know? So, yeah, I get it.
Yep, me too.
Totally get it.
Yep, it's and I think, you know, I was talking about it too. I think that there are a lot of things that truckers can do to stay safe. You know, we've got different ways with maybe pepper spray or tasers or stuff like that. If you work for a big carrier, not a lot of times people are gonna let you carry or not. That depending on those rules. You know, the funny thing to me is I was told when I first started truck driving that it was the federal law. The federal government said we couldn't carry. And it was just the carrier trying to not be the bad guy. You know, that was them trying to say, oh, it's not our fault that you can't carry a firearm. It's the government. And, you know, once you get educated on that, you find out that that's not true. You know, so
mm-hmm.
I even knew some guys that were technically police officers that wanted to carry, and I was working for Swift Transportation at the time, and they said, and Swift says, I don't care who you are, you can't carry a firearm in our truck. You know, I don't care what kind of certification you have. So, you know, that's just what they say. And, you know, yeah, I mean, there might not be 9 times out of 10, it may not be an issue, but that 1 time out of 10, I don't want that to be an issue either. So, you know, I have to make decisions what I do.
I'd rather get fired and live and break the rules and die, you know.
Well, that's the thing. You know,
I'd rather break
like
the rules and get fired than. But yeah.
Rather have it and not need it than need it and not have it.
Damn right.
Yep. Yep. And that's we got to make decisions on that. You know what? That we always talk about it. How certain truck stops aren't safe. So we don't. You know, if you're not in a position to where you can protect yourself, then you probably need to avoid those truck stops. You know, in different parts of the mm-hmm. cities and big cities. And I know that there was one up there in just south of Washington, D.C., I think it was, north of Washington.
Jessup.
It was up in Maryland. Yeah, in Maryland,
yeah.
Right. Yeah, that one there. Yeah, that's a pain foot and, you know, that kind of thing. So, yeah. And, of course, now these bigger cities, they're getting more and more unreliable as far as policing. So, you know. What are you going to do? You're kind of forced to take care of yourself because, you know, the cops, they can't take care of you. they're afraid to get in trouble.
Yeah, what a society we've become.
It's crazy. Yeah, well, I was just talking about last week. I don't know if you saw it or not. We, in fact, I put it on YouTube, and it got a lot of thumbs up and a couple of comments where even during the pandemic, people were adopting pets. And then when the pandemic's over and they got to go back to work or go back to school or whatever, they take the pets back. They just turn them back in. And it's like, what kind of crazy pet is that, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, what the
hell? It's like, I'm done. Yeah, I'm done with it, you know. I mean, I thought that was
some people.
That part's called pet adoption. It's not pet rent.
Yeah, like to lease a pet for about 6 months.
Yeah, that's crazy. But yeah, I just thought they said it was up 80% nationwide. The returns.
Wow.
So yeah, yeah, yep. But
how
yeah,
many
it was,
pets did you turn back in, Ed?
I didn't. I, you know, in fact, I live in an apartment complex. I was telling people, I live in an apartment complex. I have, and I might be the only person in this complex that does not have a dog. Everybody's out there. They're, and of course, I'm on the ground floor, so I can see them walking by my window with their dogs, and I've got a pretty good view of like a big area where trees and stuff, and I'm like, sometimes I look out there and make sure they're picking up that crap. But, you know, and they do.
Yeah.
Most of them do. You know, they ones I see out there, they got their baggies and they're cleaning up and everything like that. So a lot of times I make fun of them. I say, if the aliens are watching us, they know exactly who's in charge.
Yeah.
Yep. And we know they're watching because the government said that we've got aliens now.
Oh, my God. Listen, bro, I got to jump in here and get my fuel receipt, and I just got me some fuel here
right,
in Texas,
man.
And just south of San Antonio. But don't hang up on me. I'm gonna mute it there, and I'm gonna continue listening there for a little bit when I come back.
All right, sounds good. Yep, good deal.
All right, brother, it's good talking to you, Ed.
Oh man. Well, good deal. That's Mr. Taylor Barker, and we're going to step away and take a little break here. We got one more thing to talk about here. We got the CNN video talking about driver shortage, and it's a pretty good little story that they did. And of course, they're talking about how driver pay is increasing. So if you got anything to say about that, let me know. But yeah, we're going to step away here and take a little break, and we'll be right back.
Justice was served on a rope. When evil was done, that was all that she wrote. But somewhere somebody decided that wasn't right. Now the bad guys run free in the street, while the good guys pay the price. They say people don't kill people, guns and rebel flags do. You can't speak of Jesus, how dare he ever speak the truth. These days, it's hard to find a line between right and wrong. With the past erased and rewritten, we don't understand where we came from. We'll be doomed to repeat those mistakes unless we tell that story right. No way around the truth, no matter how hard you try. They say people don't kill people.
die. Used to, justice was served on a roll.
Let me thank Trucker Tools for helping us out and supporting our messages. Trucker Tools is an all-in-one app for truckers and their business. The Trucker Tools app was built from feedback from real drivers and is always being updated to better assist drivers in saving time, running more efficiently, and making more money. Check out their website at truckertools.com. That's Trucker Tools, the app for truckers.
Packing up, loading up my old truck, roll down that road. Your picture on the dashboard, thinking about how long I'll be before I get home. Well, I set my visor for the sunrise as it burns into my eyes, and the thought of you starts burning on my mind. I'm rolling. Rolling down this interstate, trying to get back to you, that's why I'm rolling. It's hard work and I guarantee that it's a damn hard life, but still I'm rolling. From the first time that I shifted gears, it burned into my soul. Guess you could say that's how I like to roll. I'm rolling. Yellow lines and white lines go forever, any driver knows that's true. There's a road map in my mind, somehow I find it always leads me back to you. If the wind blows in my favor and I cross by more state lines, well, I'll hold you in my arms tomorrow night. I'm rolling. Rolling down this interstate, trying to get back to you, that's why I'm rolling. It's hard work and I guarantee that it's a damn hard life, but still I'm rolling. From the first time that I shifted gears, it burned into my soul. Guess you could say that's how I like to roll. I'm rolling.
Today's truckers have a lot on their mind. Redneck and I's was founded by truckers to help truckers and others to handle life on the road better. Check them out at redneckandeyes.com. When everything goes wrong and the job still has to get done, you got a Redneck and I's.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Hey, this is Dave with Redneck and I's. All things trucking and then some. You can call in at 516-387-1733. We are live here every Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern time, and we try to go here 2 hours if we can, maybe a little more if we got time or stuff to talk about. Never know what's going on, but yeah, we were just talking about a few things. There was a North Carolina law that was going to ban what they're calling the Carolina squat, which is the pickup trucks being able to be lowered in the rear and raised in the front. They were trying to talk about that being about safety and everything, and I just said it was about headlights. I just hate headlights shining up in my face. And And of course, we're talking about the buddy system. Well, if something bad happens out on the road, is there always somebody out there looking for you and wondering where you are, just in case they can't get in contact with you? There's somebody you check in with to make sure you know. And that was a pretty good article on CDLLife.com. It was a Facebook post that kind of got the stuff fired up about that. But there was another thing. Me and Taylor were talking about things going on out there in trucking, and we talked about there's a it says trucker killed in crash caused by another truck driver striking and downing a highway sign. It says the Tennessee Highway Patrol has confirmed that a truck driver lost his life in a crash involving a highway sign on Thursday. The crash occurred shortly after 4 p.m. on June 3rd on Interstate 24 in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Tennessee Highway Patrol says that a semi-truck was westbound on 24 near the New Salem Highway exit when the truck veered off the right side of the highway and struck the highway sign. And by the pictures, it's one of those big highway signs that goes across the whole highway. And it says the strike caused the highway sign to crash down into the lanes of westbound I-24. A second semi-truck driven by 57-year-old Tennessee resident Eric Kinman Weigel struck the down sign and lost control, causing his truck to overturn. It has a picture of one overturned truck and the other one wasn't overturned. So his truck overturned, and it says the driver passed away at the scene. It says the driver of the truck that struck the sign was not injured. Tennessee Highway Patrol that both truck drivers were wearing seatbelts. And, you know, that's a tragic thing that has to happen like that, you know, one driver, he wasn't really doing anything. He hit the sign coming across the interstate. It fell down because the other driver hit the pole on the right side. So that's a bad ordeal there. And, you know, we see, you know, accidents happen. We see it all the time, how, you know, things can be tragic about what's going on out there on the highway. And we want everybody to stay safe and, of course, stay aware of what's going on around them and everything. And we here try to talk about, you know, different things out there on the road, about just life in general on the road. But, you know, every now and then we need to be reminded that we all need to stay safe and stay careful out there and watch out for what's going on. And if I was the driver that hit the sign, I'd be mortified. It would be so much guilt running through me right now that what I did caused a driver to lose his life. My story about that is I was out in California, and I'd only been driving for about maybe 3 or 4 months. And I was coming out of the customer, and I made a hard right turn, and my trailer ran over a fire hydrant. Now, back then, the water just started shooting up in the air when I knocked over the fire hydrant. So I stop on the side of the road. I'm kicking myself. The, you know, water's going everywhere and all that. Luckily, a sheriff pulled up, and he called the people out there. And they called the fire truck to come shut the water off. Well, come to find out, the water valve to shut that hydrant off was underground on the other side of the road. So the firefighters went over there on the other side. Now, there was no emergency vehicles on that side of the road. Everybody was on the side that I was on, where the hydrant was, where the water was. So they went over there, the two of them, and one was watching out for traffic. The other one was taking the thing off, trying to turn the valve. Well, that firefighter was having a problem turning the valve with the tool they had. So the other one real quick just tried to turn around and help them, you know, get two people on the job. Well, right about then a minivan just, and then barely stopped. I mean, I'm talking within a foot and a half of hitting both firefighters. And that right there just made me just totally cringed with guilt, because, you know, it was totally my fault that they were over there trying to do that. And I was, you know, the whole time telling them, you know, man, I'm glad you're all right, you know, and all that. And they're like, oh, we deal with it all the time. And I'm like, no, that's crazy and everything. So when I called it into the carrier I was working for, they were like, well, if that's all you do, you're doing pretty damn good. And kind of made me feel better, but it kind of didn't. So, you know, but like I said, we always got to try to be safe out there, and we don't want any bad things happen to anybody. So, yep. But call in 516-387-1733, and I think we got some more redneckinized folks online. We're just going to kick it back here, see what's going on. What do you know? What do you know? How you doing, bud?
Hey, how you been? Haven't spoken to you for a couple weeks. Or...
Yeah, me and Taylor were on here talking just a minute ago how we ain't talking to nobody, man. What's going on?
Well, I kind of, I was in and I went inside and got a cup of coffee and was in there for a couple minutes and I got something to eat and come back out here to the truck. I thought, oh man, I'm missing the show.
There
I
you
forgot
go,
about it. I mean, I didn't forget about it. I just got time got ahead of me there.
Yeah, well, so, time gets ahead of me sometimes too, especially now. You know, when I first started doing this on a regular weekly basis, it was winter time.
Right.
So when I started the show at 6 o'clock Central Time, it was dark outside. Well, now the sun's still up; it ain't gone down yet. So, you know,
yeah.
I was like, kinda damn,
hard,
yeah.
Hard having to get off the scooter and come in there and do the radio show. Huh?
Yeah. Yeah, you're right about that. That's hard, especially when it ain't raining. And today was like the first sunshiny day we had in a while. So yep.
Yeah,
yep, it's hard.
Tiff wasn't exactly impressed. So she wasn't really impressed with me. She was going to get hers out because I'm out this weekend. So she was going to get her bike out and go for a ride here this evening, this afternoon after it cooled down a little bit. She was quick to inform me. I said, well, that ride didn't take long. She said, I never went. I said, why? She said, my battery's dead on the bike. I said, oh. So she wasn't impressed.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Yeah,
man alive.
I got her another one the other day because that bike that she had was a little bit big for her. So we went out the other day, and I went over around Pittsburgh. I had a nice little Sportster over there for, yeah, it was relatively good price. So we went over and picked it up. So now she's sporting around a little 1200 Sportster. And
there you
loving
go.
It, man. She's loving that little
oh,
bike.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yep. So, yeah, I thought about buying a Sportster, but I tell you what, those are pretty small. They're not very big at all.
Yeah, they're small, but I tell you what, that one of hers is a flat run, boy. Scary.
Well, you shoot, you know, 1200, can't beat it.
Yeah, it's a nice little bike. Yeah, it's kind of, yeah. I mean, for me or her, it ain't too bad, but for you, tall as you are, that'd be like,
yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you this, So I was in the Honda dealership. I needed a gasket because I got to get the clutch replaced on mine now. So I got the parts ordered and I'm just waiting on them to come in and everything. But what do you call? They said you need a gasket and we can't get one here at the parts store. You got to go to the dealership. So I'm in there hunting them down and I'm walking around and they got some pretty nice looking bikes in their showroom there. And of course they've got Hondas and Suzukis and they had this huge Intruder. I mean, that sucker was huge.
Yep.
And I'm like, man, that's a nice bike. It looks good, you know, and it's so big.
Yep.
And I,
probably
and they said, I should, I, no, it was 800.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's what I was saying. It was huge. And I'm like, but it's only 800 CCs. I'm like, that ain't right. They did have a black 1500 sitting next to it, and it had a more of a Harley look to it, you know, with the chrome and the black and the handlebar
yeah.
set up and all that. The other one was
kinda
more
looked like a Sportster.
No, the Intruder. Yeah, the Intruder. It looked like a Heritage. It was huge.
See, we had an 86. And it looked an 86 Intruder, 1500, and it looked like a Sportster. I mean, just to glance at it, but it was a 1500.
Yeah.
That thing run good. But yeah, that
yeah,
big ones, they're nice. They're just they seem like they're underpowered, but they actually run good.
Yeah, I mean, in fact, they you know, like I said, they it was funny because the 800 was just as much. Maybe 1500 to 2000 less than the 1500, and of course
right.
the 800 had more on it. It had the big bags and the big windshield and all that stuff. But
right,
it kind of looked like a Goldwing sitting low. That's what it looked like. So
right,
but I was just checking them out because I was in there waiting on that lady to look up the part and everything. But come to find out, there is no gasket. It's just a sealant. They don't have a gasket. They just use sealant. So. So I guess that's good.
There ain't nothing to it. I mean, it's not really that difficult. The hardest
yep.
part is just when you start trying to get that pin to move to write your name. That's when it's the hardest time. Once you get it moving, that ball on you, that pin, it rolls pretty nice, but it's that initial shock of trying to get it to move. You know, when you sign your name on that stuff, that's the hardest part.
Oh no, yeah, I ain't. You know, just like people like, why don't you own a Harley? I said, because I ain't got $15,000.
No, actually, they're coming down. They're.
Yeah, no, the used ones are great. You can
Harley,
find used ones.
Harley's get,
people
yeah,
take
Harley's
care of them, but yeah.
Stupid though.
But yeah, those
yeah,
you go
Harley's
to a Harley dealership and they're proud of them. Every single, even the used
yeah.
Harleys at a Harley dealership, they are proud of them.
Yeah, you know why? Because they're buying them off of individuals now, so they got something to sell.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Harley can't even get new bikes in. They're just like the automakers, you know, the auto dealers. And nobody can get cars. They can't get bikes. They can't. Go ahead.
Well, the guy,
you
the
know,
salesman
yeah.
that was telling me at the Harley dealership, he said we put the used bikes out on the internet. People come in and say, hey, I want to look at that used bike. They're like, yeah, it's right over here. But we also have these brand new ones that are real nice, and you talk them into buying a new one, you know. And
yeah.
and a lot of people in there, they can barely finance the used one, and if you can get them to finance the new one, you know, and it's like, I did it one time just to see what it would all come out to be, and shoot, man, they're telling you to pay $600 a month for a bike, and then then the insurance is $300, and you can't even drive it every day, you know.
Right. That's for you, it's not a bad deal down there or somebody in Florida or down south, but for us, for me to go out and buy a brand new bike, $600 a month to ride it 2 or 3 months out of the year, God, that ain't gonna get it.
Exactly. Yeah,
that ain't gonna get it. I'm not paying $600 a month to see it sit in my garage, go down and look at it.
Right.
But yeah, so you said Taylor called in tonight.
Yeah, he's actually still on the line.
Oh, is he?
And yeah, I mean he said he was going to get fuel. I don't know if he come back yet or not. Oh, here your buddy's here too.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Robbie,
how's it going?
Oh man. Oh Lord.
What's going on, bud?
I'm here.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Oh, that's you. Hang on.
I feel like a second turn here.
No, here's
a dream,
here's Robbie.
Brother.
Here's Robbie.
Where
what's going on, bud?
Out
you what?
I figured you'd be passed out of sleep by now.
Oh hell no, I'm at home. I've been home since 2:00.
That's what I
there
said. I figured you'd be home in bed, man.
No, I got shit to do.
Freaking lightweights.
Right?
Lightweight? What the hell are you talking about? I ain't heard nothing or seen nothing from you either.
Oh, well, maybe I included myself on that comment.
I think you did.
I tell you what, I've been spending quite a bit of time at home. I'm trying to get some housework done around the house, things on the honey-do list, trying to get that done, and just trying to enjoy life a little bit other than a truck, you know? I mean...
Yep.
And can't make these companies understand there's more to life than just sitting in a truck all the time. You know? So, but it is what it is.
Well, you know,
there's a good topic for you.
Go ahead.
A good topic. Why is it called honey-do list? Because the frame of mind and the emotional status when that list is given to you, there's nothing honey about it. It's
well,
usually
yeah.
frustration and anger.
I always
honey, I don't want to do it.
Go
you
do this.
It.
Or a-hole, go do that. She very rarely mm-hmm. tells me, honey, do this, or honey, can you do that? No, honey ain't even involved in that conversation.
Exactly.
So I've often wondered the same thing, you know.
He fell for it.
No,
for
hey, asshole, you need to go do this.
Yeah, but if you don't do it, your life will get a whole lot more miserable, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I mean, just think how much trouble he's going to be in because he didn't hook the bike up to the battery tender when he left.
Oh, called, man, I'm already in deep doo-doo over that. And that wasn't even my fault. How the hell I know the damn battery was going to go dead?
Because you're a man. You're supposed to know them things.
Yeah, I said, don't skirt. Take my bike out. If it bothers you that much and you want to go for a bike ride, take mine. I said, you can hold mine up. So I got their road king. I said, you can ride it. Take it. Go for a ride. No, I ain't riding yours. I want to ride mine. Well, then, well, I don't know what to tell you. Go get a battery, replace the battery, put a new battery on it, go. I can't get the seat off of it. I said, well, then, well, I don't know what to tell you. Whatever.
Well, I tell you, I wish the only problem I had in life was the battery was dead on my Harley.
What, you mean you got problems bigger? You got problems bigger than that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't get the damn engine to run right in my private jet.
Well.
My wallet is too small for my 50s and my diamond shoes are too tight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I need more.
That's almost as bad, Taylor, as after why you all leak. You could be standing around looking, trying to wonder how water's getting to the bottom of your yacht.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I tell you, I just got fuel. I forgot to get DEF, and that's going to irritate me watching that
what
cage of
that?
Half a tank and my other one's full. Yeah, I know. I ain't used to it neither.
Oh, what the hell?
I hate
that
stuff.
That thing's about.
Mm-mm-mm.
What? Just stop. Did you go to the bathroom while you were inside? I was to say, just pull it to the side of the road and just piss in it.
Yeah.
I think you've been watching CNN a little too much, listening to Petro Buffet.
I was trying to get you guys fired up a little bit. So I saw on one of our Facebook groups that Ask a Veteran. You know, you're talking about how the carriers don't really want you to go home. You know, you want to go home, spend time with the family, but they're like, why do you need to go home so much? Or why are you trying to stay home? And why are you trying to go home? And then there's a husband-wife team talking about they need to go work for another carrier because that carrier lets them just sit. Like they're somewhere waiting on freight. They just sit. And it's talking about utilization. They talk about driver shortage. Well, that's probably one of the reasons why you can't keep drivers is when the driver's ready to work, they need to work, you know, and you can't just sit them out there. And then when they want to go home, say, oh, you can't go home. You've been sitting all day.
No.
It's like, well, whose fault is that?
That's when you ask carriers the same thing that I ask them all the time. Where do you go at 5:00 in the afternoon?
Yeah.
Well, I go
yeah.
home. Okay. So how's it right for you to go home every night and sleep in your bed? Eat at your dinner table, take a shower in your shower, you know, sit in your living room, watch your TV, but we're supposed to stay out here on the road. You tell me, where does this justification come in? If I choose to stay out here, that's one thing. But if you're forcing me to stay out here or trying to force me to stay out here, how is that right?
Yeah, I mean, well, that's
the
thing.
They can't answer you.
Well, no, they can't. And my whole thing is, when I worked in a dispatch office back in like 2002, 2003, and the rule was that you couldn't go home at the end of the day until all your trucks were taken care of for that day. Like as long as the driver could just go do their thing without your help for the rest of the night, then you can go home. And then when we merged with MS Carrier, that wasn't MS Carrier's deal. MS Carrier said, we didn't care if the driver was like needing a trailer or needing a repair or needing something, and we needed to, no, they just left. The driver would be sitting there waiting on a load and they just go home, you know? And it's like, you can't do that because the driver needs somebody looking out for him, and you're the only one doing that. Nobody else is. And you can't just go home and do that.
I'd fire a man for doing that to his driver.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I agree with you.
I believe rules apply to everybody. You know,
yeah.
The driver just said, you know what, I think I'm just not going to deliver this load today. Would he get in trouble?
Hell yeah.
damn right he would.
Oh, by far. Right. He'd get fired.
And you know, the carriers are talking about how there's a driver shortage, and I think that we all know it's a good driver shortage, but when a good driver goes to work for a crappy carrier, they're not going to stay long. They're going to go look for that better carrier. And that was my whole advice.
Do you really think there's a driver shortage?
No, hell no, there's not.
There's no shortage of drivers. There's a shortage of good drivers.
Yeah, there's a shortage of good drivers, and the good drivers, there's a shortage of good carriers that those drivers will be willing to work for.
That's what I was getting ready to say. There's a shortage of good carriers. That's where the problem is.
Well, yeah, I mean, because the carriers, like ATA, was telling CNN that the reason why there's a big driver shortage now was because the trucking schools had to close for the year because of COVID. It's like, but that's...
All right, I'm done with this conversation, because when you start into these trucking organizations, I'm done with this.
Well, I mean, the problem is that they're the ones talking to CNN. They're the ones talking to all the big news outlets, and they're not getting the right information. You know, they're getting whatever is bloviating.
I know how to shut Greg up now.
Yeah, exactly, right?
I know how to shut Greg up now.
I don't want to go to the dark side, Taylor.
Greg, talking.
We'll be at the damn truck show, and we'll be playing cards, and Greg's like, a full house beats a flush. But I'll be like, Greg, well, according to the ATA report, interview they did with CNN. All right, I'm done.
I'm going. I'm out of here. I'm over all that. That's a sore subject with me. I see so much of it. I get so tired of these trucking organizations and trucking associations and stuff. They're preaching to the choir. They go on there, they put stuff in these damn trucking magazines and newspapers and stuff and trucking radio and stuff. Hey, I'm not the one that needs to hear it. The general public out here is the one that needs to hear it. Why? What the hell are you telling me about it for, you know? We went over that before. I'm not going there tonight. That's what I said. I'm not the one going to the dark side tonight. We're having too much... There's too much other to talk about. Talk about it, or make fun of Robbie, or do something.
Well, so it's the 6th of June, very special day in the trucking industry, because this was when we had our famous poem of a song starts out with Dark of the Moon on the 6th of June. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
But the
in a Kenworth Hall and Logs, if he went broke down on the side of the road, but he still threw it up.
It was a Jimmy Hall and Hogs.
Yeah.
But most truck drivers don't know what a Jimmy is.
Yeah.
It's some guy's name. It's short for James.
Yeah. Yep.
How does a name that's short for a name become longer than the name it's short for?
Yeah, that's true. How does the short name have nothing to do with the long name? Like how did Richard become Dick?
Yeah.
Because they got tired of being called Dick. Wouldn't you rather be called Richard than Dick?
Hell yeah.
Think about this in NASCAR. You remember
Dick Trickle.
You remember in NASCAR, Dick Trickle. Why? Who in the hell would want to go through life with a name Dick Trickle? They'd be calling me Richard too. I don't care what they call me, they would be calling me Dick Trickle. I bet he had a bad childhood growing up in school.
You know what's funny is that somewhere out there, there's some poor bastard named Richard Bourbon.
Yeah. Yeah. Tough, isn't it?
You know what bourbon is, don't you, Greg?
Huh?
You know what bourbon is? You know where you buy bourbon? What kind of store do you buy bourbon at?
Liquor store.
He got it. Finally.
That's effed up. You're ate up, man.
Yeah.
You guys,
that's up more bastard named Richard Bourbon, thing, and everybody calls him Dick Licker.
Well, hey, we know, you know about the, well, the, I was just thinking about the famous guy that does impressions. Remember back in the 70s and 80s, there was a guy that did impressions of everybody, and he did like a really good Johnny Carson, and he refused, and nobody called him Dick, and his name was Richard, but
Richard
he wasn't called Rich. That's right, because
yeah,
why would
Richard
any,
Little.
Why,
Richard Little.
Why would he want to be called Dick? I mean, that would just be that would be wrong.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Crazy world.
Why don't we always get? Hey, you know what Greg reminds me of is you know that truck driver that you're talking to on the CB radio, and it sounds like he smoked 40 packs of cigarettes. And he's got the echo in his voice.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like grouchy as shit. And he gets on the CB and he says, I told that son of a bitch I wasn't taking that load to Laredo. Be like, hey, Greg, where are you going? Well, I'm going to Laredo, but I ain't happy
Laredo.
About it.
Hey, you know what? Been there and done that, though.
Yep,
well, you know,
yep.
You got that driver. You got that driver, though, that's in the buffet at the Petro. When they used to exist, you know, he's like, oh, I told that DOT cop, he kissed my ass. He wasn't opening my seal. I'd call the marshals. But you know, he's full of shit, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Federal marshals won't come out for stuff like that.
Yeah, well, that same driver's on the CB radio. That same exact driver's on the CB radio saying, after Laredo. And he'd be like, well, where are you headed to, Bob? Well, I'm going to Laredo, but I ain't happy about it.
Yeah. We used to be
Bill Weaver. That's a Bill Weaver joke.
There's a lot of guys. When I first started driving, I was in Amarillo, Texas, sitting at that where it says commercial drivers only counter. They're eating dinner or whatever. This old boy sitting there drinking coffee, smoking cigarettes, coughing up a storm. Looked like he hadn't slept in 2 days, and looked like he's about 80 years old. And he said, "I got to be in Atlanta in the morning." It's like, damn.
Yeah, the sad part is, I bet he was there, too.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
That was the day when you just just grab that book and throw it in the back and grab another one and keep on getting it.
Yep, yep.
Yeah, that was the day, it was probably his bastard's birthday, and he just turned 35 years old.
Yeah.
So what do you
say? Another good,
looking like he's 90.
Yeah.
What
that's,
you saying,
that's another good.
Joe, are you starting to try to get personal here now, or what?
Oh, yeah.
I'm only 35. Look at me.
I was going to say, Greg,
I'm not just another pretty face here.
This billboard right here literally says, staying on 35, bless your heart.
Yep.
I'm on 35.
Yep.
And I said that just as soon as you said 35, I read that billboard.
Yep.
I come across through the gorge here yesterday afternoon, and I come through Kingsport. I was thinking, I wonder where that ass is at today. I said, I wonder where his ass is at today. Robbie, I was talking to Robbie, I think. Didn't I, Rob?
Yeah.
I think I was talking
to Robbie.
I said, should rattle Taylor's cage and see where he's at coming through Kingsport. And I said, nah. I better get going.
Well, she should have called me. I'll call you.
Was you? Oh,
mm-hmm.
I figured you was out making that,
2 weeks.
Oh, was you? I figured you was out making that large money, so I figured I'll leave you alone.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, shit, I'm actually considered a real truck driver, you know. I actually go out of the state that I live in.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, but
my
state's three times as big as yours.
Oh, that got deep.
Hey, I was poking at you, Greg, and it's like,
yeah.
I resemble every mark.
You ain't breaking my heart because I go out. I can't say nothing because I'm guilty. Right hand of God, I'm guilty of that. Anymore, I go out. I stay out 8, 10, 12 days, and I go home and take a week off, and then Then they got to damn near beg me to go back to work. Now I'll go out and stay out another 8-10 days. I go home for another 4 days. Don't I, Rob? He'd probably tell you I'm home more than I work.
You don't, but you only go to Ohio and Indiana. Maybe Michigan, maybe North Carolina.
Hey, you're ass. Last time I was out, three weeks ago, I spent two weeks.
Go past the Mississippi River.
Oh, crap. I went out 2 weeks ago. I was out for 12 days, and all I did was run from Moline, Illinois, over to Iowa, Des Moines.
I could do that in a day.
I did it every day. I run John Deere stuff. Because you guys
are
too cheap to go out and buy new cars. Keep me in business.
Hey, Robbie. Every now and then, old Greg takes a big long trip. He went to Kingsport one time.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, a long trip is like maybe 700 miles.
We sure pick on Greg a lot.
I tell you what, my average trip is about 600, anywhere from 550 to 650 a day. When I'm out here,
and you call yourself a truck driver?
Yeah, anymore. Yeah, no, that's
warning. Warning! Bullshitter alert! Bullshitter alert! Warning! Warning!
Good timing, Ed.
You know, Ed.
Somebody's really listening to us right now thinking 550 miles a day, that's a long time. That's a long drive.
Yeah.
Shit. Up until I started this expedite stuff when I was on a flatbed, that was nothing, man. It was 700 to 1,000 a day, but I didn't say that out loud.
Oh yeah.
But it don't happen.
I remember
that ain't
days,
happening
brother.
No more. It ain't happening no more.
Yesterday was 720. Today was 500.
Huh.
Boys, I'm just going to tell you the truth.
I was going home. Oh, yeah. It was time to get it.
It's come to the point in my life, man, where it's time for me to start enjoying what little bit of life I got left. I ain't planning on dying anytime soon, but I'm not going to go out here and run myself to death anymore like I used to, because I didn't gain anything then, and I'm not going to gain anything now. So
yeah, leave the house one more time, by God, and not charge that damn old Harley battery. You need to come back and say that.
I tell you what, yeah, if that damn bike don't start the next time I'm in, I guarantee you I won't be going back home. I tell you, if I will, I'll be getting, Yeah, that ain't going to fly. She was not impressed today when she hit that starter on that thing that didn't start.
Man.
I said, oh, well.
Oh, man.
You're
what the hell kind of husband does that to his wife?
Home.
Yeah.
I don't know. I told her,
Go ahead, Greg.
Go ahead. I'm listening. I run my mouth.
No, I've run it too, man. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, we've been chatting a while here, so you know what time is it now? It's right at 8 o'clock, so we've been having a good show tonight. One of the best ones we've had in a while.
Yeah. Hell, you know.
Hey, you got to take a couple of weeks off and then recharge your batteries.
That's what it was, and I had to find some fun for it. Yep. Well, another thing I was going to, yep, right.
Wait a minute. Robbie said they're running his mouth. Now this little jackwagon said they're running his mouth, beat his lips, about trying to get some BS started about that Harley battery. But yet, he's the one that was sitting there on the phone to me yesterday, because every day me and Robbie's talking on the phone. He's about one of the only friends I got left that'll actually call me. All right? But he was actually sitting there crying and whining because his wife informed him that he better get his ass home because the pool was starting to turn green. So
hey, Robbie,
run your mouth
Robbie,
some more, big boy.
Robbie, I got this. I got this, Robbie. Hey, Greg.
All right, go for it.
According to the ATA,
Okay.
According to the ATA, in an interview with CNN.
shit.
Y'all hear it.
But no, what I was going to say was, is I had a good time. I went home to the. I grew up in Harker Heights, Texas, which is over there by Colleen to Fort Hood, and so I was visiting family at home there and taking this time off there to see family and everybody. And what I found and I went and visited, there is a memorial that was dedicated to the November 5th, 2009 shooting on Fort Hood. And I went and visited that and took some pictures and stuff, and that was pretty cool because I didn't know that there was a memorial, but that was when 13 soldiers and Army civilians were killed.
That.
Yep, and 32
yeah.
were wounded, and they had each individual like it was a big round gazebo, and every post coming out of the gazebo, there was a memorial for each individual person that was killed going around a circle. And that was really cool. So
Taylor,
I took some pictures and some video and all that. So,
wasn't that an Afghani or whatever that was in our military or whatever that did that? That when they found out who was, when it happened?
Well, he was a U.S.
foreign citizen.
No, he was a major citizen. He was a major. He was a psychiatrist, and he was just he was raised Muslim.
Yeah.
Right, but I mean, he went through the whole process of becoming an officer in the Army because, well, he was a doctor though, so they get a lot of leeway with as far as all that goes. But yeah, he went crazy, and the people that were involved in it, they were all part of the medical readiness unit, fixing to go to Afghanistan or go to overseas. That they were in a meeting having a seminar, getting prepared, and that's when he walked in. And So it's over there. It's actually in town. People can go see it. And I thought, one of my biggest things was is that as truck drivers, we can travel, and go see all the different spots in different parts of the country. And I always thought whenever I'm in a place and I got time to kill, you know, I always try to search out stuff like that if I've got time to go see it. Me, I don't know if you guys remember, I was going to ball games. You know, I've been to Cincinnati ball games, Chicago Cubs, and Boston Red Sox, all that stuff. And that's just cool things that we do as truck drivers is go see the monuments. I spent the weekend in Indianapolis one time and just decided to go downtown, and I saw all the monuments they had. They got a World War II monument, a Vietnam War monument, a World War I monument, and all kinds of stuff like that. And I just thought that's kind of cool stuff we do as truck drivers is we just get to see this great country, you know, if we choose to or not, is depending on if we, you know, leave our state or not. So
I'm kind of the same way you were, Ed, is you went to ball games and whatnot. I'm more like finding all the racetracks where I can find how they run their program versus out west and out east and Midwest and everywhere. So, and it all depends on what part of the United States you are on how they run stuff.
Yeah.
No, there's only three people that I know of, Taylor, that's able to do that kind of stuff. They talk about being truck drivers and how hard they work and everything, and there's three people that I know of right now that actually, they call us paid tourists. Well, I get paid, but I sure don't get paid to be a tourist. I get paid to work, to do a job. All right, there's only three people that I know of that I see on Facebook and stuff. One, not so much anymore, whatever. But we got one. All he wants to do is run around and go to ball games and ride around in Ubers. All right, go to ball games. Then we got one. All he wants to do is run around all over the country and lay around on the weekend and find different racetracks to go watch races. And then we got one. He goes out and rents cars and runs all over and goes out to different restaurants and stuff. Now, I'm not going to mention no names, you know, Ed, Robbie, and Jeff, but, you know, that's the three, that, you know. And they're the ones that I see doing this all the time. And I'm sitting in a truck looking out the windshield, and I'm thinking, where do they find time to do this?
Oh, there's all kinds of
maybe you're cheap.
Yeah, well, not only
that,
you hate being around people. You hate being around people, so you don't go nowhere. You just stay in your truck and pout.
According
to ATA and the CNN, that's what they told you. That's all Greg.
Hey, Robbie.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be real nice about this to tell you. You just call me when the show's over, and I got something for you.
Yeah, yeah.
So where are you at tonight, Taylor?
I am down here in Ed Country. I'm going around 610, 410, whatever, 410, around San Antonio right now, about to get on 10 east.
Oh.
So going to Houston.
Oh.
Coming out of Laredo.
I'm out here.
Coming out of Laredo.
I'm like coming out of Laredo? Oh, I thought you wasn't going to Laredo there, big boy.
That was you.
Yeah, that's you.
I'm not going to Laredo.
I'm sitting over here in Conover, North Carolina.
Yeah, see?
Okay.
I got to deliver at 6:30 in the morning over to Statesville. I got to drop my whopping 12,000 pounds off and then see what I get loaded. Probably head back for Illinois or Indiana or... I'll guarantee you they'll send me anywhere but Ohio. Because they know if they get me anywhere close to the house, they know where I'm going. But
no, I just tell my dispatch where I want to go. And then they find me something.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you got that option. You tell them where you want to go. They tell me where... They tell me where to go most of the time. Just the way, whatever. I'll leave that alone. Yeah, they got irritated. Yeah, that's the way I am. They say it ain't forced dispatch here, but with this expedited stuff, this automotive stuff, they can't tell you it's forced dispatch, but basically it is because when they bid these loads, they put the bids out there as high as they can get them, and for the money, what it pays. Yeah, you don't much. You very seldom tell them no, you know, because it ain't there. So I just go wherever they tell me and leave it at that. You know, I run a load.
That's
I'll run a load. You know, 650 miles. As soon as I unload it, most of my stuff all runs at night, which I like. I'd rather run at night than sleep during the day. You know, I don't have a hard time finding a place to park during the day. There ain't no scales open at night. There ain't no cops out at night. You know, there ain't no traffic at night. I love it. So it is what it is, but I just do my job and go home, you know.
There you go. Yep.
But I got to try to enjoy what little bit of freedom I got left from now until October, so I'm good.
You guys going to the Searcy, Arkansas truck show?
When is it?
No. Greg's gonna tie the knot. He's gonna
be
on the leash now.
Yeah, that's what I said. I'd probably after October, I'll probably want to stay out here more and more.
Why's that?
Well, because she informed me that after 17 years, it was time we get married. So October 2nd, I guess we gotta get married.
Oh, hell, I thought you were married.
I don't know. Hell no.
No,
that's what everybody thought. Everybody thought we was married. No, we ain't married. No, we've been...
Don't y'all got the same last name?
No.
No. It's close, but no.
I was going to say, hey.
We're close.
If you said yeah, I was going to say you married your sister.
No. No, but what was the deal on that post
Spencer.
You put on Facebook? No, mine
always
is right.
Somebody
you know, I never noticed. I never noticed that. Yes, Spencer and Springer. I never noticed that.
Yeah.
That y'all's names were different.
Yeah, I teased her all the
They're
time.
Close.
That's why.
They're close.
Yeah. That's why I teased her all the time. All the time. She must be related to Mark.
Yeah, see?
But, yeah.
Yeah, I thought you were going to be hanging up the sign and said, my sister's pregnant. I'm going to be a dad.
Yeah, I see that one. I see that. I started out and I said only he would put something like that on there, man.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what the hell happened with Millersburg, Taylor? Speaking of truck shows, why did they cancel that so quick?
Because according to the governor, they wasn't going to release the COVID regulations on events to like 30%, and you just can't make no money on a you know, you'd lose money on a show that's only 30% occupancy.
Well, yeah,
have y'all opened up yet?
Hell yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I never closed down.
Well, I know you haven't, but, I mean, I know that, but when you have a multi-million-dollar event going on and they come in and close you down, you've lost money.
Right. But, yeah, I can't believe that Holmes County over there, them Amish, I'm not saying they didn't. I just find that hard to believe that they let them come in there and tell them because they're, you know how the Amish is. They do their own thing, man. I mean, they don't.
Yeah, but that's a state law.
Right, but they don't follow
we're not Amish.
Same type of rules. Well, you can be.
Yes, you can say, just convert.
You can be. All you need to do is change your hat style.
Yeah,
with that beard stuff, you already look like you're partial Amish. All you got to do is change your hat.
You shave my mustache?
Your hat, get you a horse. That's right.
But no, this is just a large potential loss of revenue,
right.
and then it was just, you just can't do that.
Yeah, she was saying something the other day. We got all this stuff down the basement. We need to get put in the trailer, and I told her, she said, we need to get that trailer pulled down here so we can get all this stuff put in it. And I said, yeah, that enclosed trailer that we bought, Taylor, we took it out to Millersburg last year. It was brand new. It wasn't but about three or four days old when I brought it out there. We brought it home.
Mm-hmm.
I parked it up in our backyard, and that thing up there in the grass, we keep the grass on, mowed around and everything. That thing's been sitting there. I haven't been hooked to it since I brought it back from out there in Millersburg last year. It's been sitting in the same spot.
Damn.
I said, yeah, I told her. I said, yeah, I need to move it when I get back in because the tires are starting to sink in the ground. I just lost all interest, and everything, the shows and everything. And I told her, I said, we need to move it out.
What size trailer is yours?
It's 102 wide. Yeah, it's 8.5 foot wide. It's 20. I think it's 26
Eight?
Foot long. 24 or 26 foot.
Yeah, I bought a 102 wide, 7.5 foot tall. I think it's 7 foot tall, and it's 28 foot.
Oh. That white one that you had on Facebook?
Well, it's silver.
Or silver, whatever it is.
Yeah, it's actually a car hauler, but I...
Well, that's what ours is.
It's just a...
That's...
Yeah, it's nice.
Back,
does yours have the door on the driver's side?
Ours is on the passenger side. On the right side, it's got the man door on the right side on the front, up toward the front, an escape door, they call it. And then on the back, it's got the tailgate that lays down, the whole back end of it lays down to drive a car up in it. It's a car hauler, too.
Yeah, mine does. So you just have the back door and the other door?
Yeah.
Now, you see, when you pull a car up in there, right about where your door is, on the driver's side, I have a door there, too, a square door.
Oh, really?
It doesn't come all the way down to the ground. It's just a big square hole right there with a door, and that's for the driver getting out of the car. If he's got to crawl through the window, he can get out.
Right. So it's probably right over top of the wheel well. It's right there where the fender is. Goes over to the tires.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, mine didn't come like that. We bought ours when we went to get it. We was wanting one, and we was looking around for a good used one for the group. Just put all that stuff in. And we couldn't find a used one that was in any kind of shape. And if you did find one, they wanted some enormous price for it. And her and I got mad, and I said, you know, I got on there and started looking, you know, looking at dealers, you know, trailer manufacturers, dealers, manufacturers, and I found this one out in Akron, Ohio. And they had two of them in stock. They had a white one and a black one. And I called them and asked if they had it. And if they had it in stock, he said, yeah, we got, you know, one of each still left. And I said, I want the black one. He said, yeah, okay. I said, I'll be after in the morning. Have it ready to go. He, and that salesman said, yeah, okay. He says, is this going to be tag, cash, check, or charge? I said, be cash. And he said, yeah, okay. Next morning, I got out there. The salesman wasn't there. The police was out there, and I told him I'd come pick the trailer up. They didn't have nothing ready or nothing. He said, well, we didn't think you were serious. I said, well, if you don't think I'm serious, to hell with it, then I'll go down the street. I said, there's another one down here about 30 miles away. I'll go get it off of them. You ought to have seen them, man. You talk about stepping and fetching, boy. They was out there with their little tractor hooked to it, pulled it in there. Then I told him, I said, where's the spare tire in the rack at for it? Oh, it don't come with a spare tire. I said, what the hell kind of deal is that? So they said, well, it was like $180 or $190 for a spare tire, and the rack to bolt for the spare tire. And he wouldn't charge me extra for it. I said, wait a minute, I just gave you $8,000 cash for a damn trailer, and you're going to charge me for a spare tire? And he looked at me, he told that guy, he said, go get a spare tire in the rack. He brings it out, throws it in the back of the trailer, and I said, wait a minute. I said, so you're not going to mount it? I made him mount the damn thing, too, for that price. But yeah, it's a nice trailer. Yeah. I haven't used it much, but, yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, Greg's going to have to get in there and put shells, and he's going to – Greg said he's going to put some bunk beds up in there, too. That way Robbie has a place to sleep.
Yeah, I ain't kidding you. I'm gonna try to find me a roof mount air conditioner to put in mine.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
We went and got one of them little portable ACs when we come out to Millersburg. I had a portable AC unit, one of them little portable ones with the hoses, and I cut a couple holes in the floor and wrapped the vents down through it up on the front. And we put all of our stock and everything up in the front on shelves or I'm going to. And I set that little portable air conditioned unit in there because it was hot out there in Millersburg that weekend. And then her and I had that big queen size air mattress that, you know, that plugs up, airs up. And we throwed it down in there, and her and I and the dog stayed in there out in Millersburg, and it was comfortable out there. I mean, it needs insulated. You know, I want to pull all the wood off the side, re-insulate the side walls and the ceiling and everything on it. So it'll stay warm or hold the heat or the air in there when you're in there. But I'm thinking about just on the side walls where the uprights is and everything. I'm going to make build a couple little bunks, you know, and put nice mattresses on them so they fold right up against the wall out of the way. And that way when we come down to Louisville, if somebody, you know, wants to go there, crash out at night, you know, they got a truck. And like our hero that comes up out of Texas that wants to rent a motel room, he can go in there and sleep.
Yeah, I stayed in Marcus's trailer, and it was nice. It was air conditioned.
Right. Yeah, he had that. Well, he's got that like a toy hall or whatever. Ain't it? He's got the front half living quarters. The back of it was open.
No, it was all open.
Oh, was it?
But it had the air unit on it. Yeah, the cabinet.
Oh.
But it was nice.
Wow. Huh. But yeah, I was thinking about that, trying to find a rooftop unit too, but I just haven't done it yet. Like I said, I've lost all interest. It pissed me off with the truck shows this year because I think everybody jumped the gun, you know, and just, I don't know, but I give up on it this year. I figured, you know, next year is another year. If we do it next year, fine. If not, the hell with it.
Mm-hmm.
But,
hey,
you know,
I need stickers for my truck, by the way.
Okay.
I put stickers on all my trucks.
What do you mean all your
trucks? The Redneck and
I
stickers?
You got now?
Well, this is my second. This is my second.
Oh, so you need a new one for what? Just your truck, or a new set for your truck, or you need them for the trailer? Well, we put them on your little trailer that down there at Millersburg.
Yeah. Yeah, but I sold that trailer.
Oh. Okay.
I was going to say, Taylor, are you looking at, we're Greg said he's talking to somebody about trying to get a wrap for our trailer.
Yeah, I'm trying to find somebody that wraps them. I'd like to get a wrap done on ours. But I don't know if I want to wrap it or not, though, because if I wrap it and then you change sponsors or add sponsors, now you got to change the wrap or put it over top of the wrap, so it's just as easy to just get the sticker, you know, the decals or whatever, the graphics made, put it on there, and you can always take it off, you know, if something happens or you change or add or whatever. But I don't know. But, yeah, figure out what color you need. When you make up your mind what color you want on the
black and
the
white
stickers or whatever, black and white. You need one set of black ones
and
one set of
white. Yeah, the big truck's still white, so.
Yeah, the big truck's white, and my trailer's gray, so I'll go with white on the trailer and black on the truck.
Oh, okay. All right, well, I'll get with Tiff, or you can send her a message or whatever. Tell her what you want, and she'll get them done up and get them in the mail. We got to get some new ones made because the other ones that we had, they're a couple, 3 years old, and after they get so old, they tend to be a pain in the ass to get, you know, they don't want to peel off the backing right. And I was going to put one on the back of my pickup, on the back window of my pickup, and it didn't work out, and I got mad, so I tore it. So we need to get rid of it, just start, you know, get some new ones made up.
You got mad, and everything went in the trash.
Yep, that's basically what it did. I told her, I said, no, we ain't doing this. How can you sell this stuff? And then they get them, and then they start having trouble with them coming off, and now they start bad-mouthing us because we've got, you know, garbage. I said, no, just get new ones made and be done with it, you know?
Yep.
So,
you know, the one that I put on that year that it was really cold out on my windows, they're not peeling, they're not folding, they're not doing nothing. They still look like I just put them on.
Really?
That's awesome.
Yep.
Well, they were brand new back then.
Yeah, back then they was new. That's what I'm saying. They're getting old now to where they're starting to try to lift off the paper, you know, and then when they start wrinkling they're junk. They're done. But he got to them, you know, from being out in the, you know, in the trailer, being down there, and he's sitting out in the heat down there at the truck show and the cold and stuff. It gets to them after a while.
Mm-hmm.
But Jeff sent her a message today, or left her a voicemail, and wanted to know what he ordered for the, he ordered some shirts and a hat or something, and he wanted a flag. He wanted to buy one of the redneck and I had flags. And she told me, she said, I don't know what to do, she said, because we didn't put the flags out on inventory for people to buy because, for one, for the price of them, we didn't figure anybody would want to pay the price for them. I said, well, we got ours. Ed's got one. Taylor got one. You know, we gave him one of them. I don't know how many more we had, but I said, if they want them, I said, you'll have to find out, you know, get with Ed. I told her, I said, get with Ed, find out where he ordered them at. If he wants to order, you know, four or five more of them, if you take orders for them, if people want them, then we'll get them made, you know. But there's no sense in getting a bunch of them ordered in and then not be able to sell them or nobody want them because of the price.
Yeah.
So
well, I don't know.
I'll tell you something be cool to get.
Yeah?
I'm going to tell you.
I'll
tell you something
would
be really cool to get would be windshield, sun protectors for the windshield.
I mentioned that about, what, 2 years ago or something. I mentioned it to Tiff trying to get sunshades, find somebody that makes the sunshades up. Hey.
What about air fresheners?
Yeah.
Well, I think both of those, the sunscreen thing and the sun visors and the air fresheners, I think you can get those at Vistaprint, no problem. So it's definitely stuff like that. Or there,
so
if not, you know.
Try to get them made up with redneck and eyes across the windshield and then the website underneath of it. And, yeah, and the air freshener. Like, Taylor, I never thought of the air freshener. That's a good idea, too. We need to change our inventory up, start getting some different stuff in. But we got to get back to the truck shows, first of all.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, we've been doing
with the truck show doing stuff first.
Yeah, we've been kind of hesitant on getting anything extra.
Right, until we know that everything's
well,
fine, so we can get back to normal.
Yeah.
Boys, I got one hell of a PA system coming.
That's awesome.
We're good on PA. And I'm not going to bring so many PA. I'm going to bring them, but I'm going to start renting the damn things. They're too expensive.
All?
Not to you guys, obviously, but...
Are you going to be able to reach the moon with this PA system or what?
Reach to what?
Are you going to reach the moon with it?
The last one I'm bringing,
I thought it
was
pretty nice.
I don't know, but when you find out where he gets that PA system at, Robbie, you need to find out where he gets that PA system at. Maybe they sell cell phones. You can get a cell phone that'll work. See, you get a 2-for-1 off.
Shut. Oh, Jesus Christ. No, I'm getting really deep now.
Were friends like that
he'll
any
call me, he'll call me and lose service 15 times a day. Every time he bitches, he says, damn Cracker Jack phone. I said, yeah, well, you and your Fisher Price my first phone.
There you go.
Hey, I need a Cracker Jack box.
We got to find a step deck in with our group, man, where we got our own step deck all the time that we can rely on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we got ways to go for that, and we'll, I'm more focused on, making sure that, people are going to show up and people are going to have a good time, and, if we get a step deck, great. If not, oh well, It's one of those things where because when the weather got bad, we were the life of the party because we were the only ones really set up to be inside. And we were the only ones able to keep our tent up because we were the only ones smart enough to tie the tent to the truck.
Yeah, but you see what happened, too. Every year we've had the tent up. Every year we've kept our tent that we purchased, at our own tent, we've kept it up. Never had a problem, we had problems, but we always managed to hold it together, and nobody got hurt. Uber and them come in there, screwed up, all right, and there it went, everything blew down, and we take the rap for it, because now we got to fall under the same rules as everybody else. Now we got to rent it, got to have insurance. You see what they did to us the last one.
So I don't
know where it's going to go. I'm curious to see how this is all going to go this year with Toby and them. I don't know.
Well, like I said, we'll start our stuff when the time comes right. We'll start our little campaigns and our little phone calls and talking and all that.
Right.
And like I said, we'll just deal with it as it comes. I'm really excited about the success of this call-in show and our YouTube channel that the word's gotten out that everybody is kind of ready for the truck show and ready for Redneck and Knives in the parking lot. That's what I'm excited about.
I was just sitting here thinking, we're like every other radio station, and I got you on Facebook Live now, and I'm sitting here looking at you, staring at nothing, but you got this on a hell of a delay or something, because your mouth ain't matching what we're talking about.
Well, yeah, the Facebook is delayed, so yeah. It's not, it's technically the sound is coming out of, but my mouth isn't moving, so it's kind of like I'm talking without actually having to talk.
Hey, what you guys are saying, because, I'm busted, because Dipsy just put a message on there, a comment on there, and said, love the red hat.
Red
hat, Ed.
Yep.
Oh, hell. I'm screwed now.
That's right.
What were you saying about that, Harley?
I didn't say a word. Now, what, Taylor, why are you going to start this shit?
Hey, you're a
you
liar.
You ain't got no picture.
L-A-R. You're a lar, L-A-R, lar.
Yeah.
There you go.
You ain't got no pictures. You ain't got no pictures and no proof.
Except this recording.
Oh, man. You guys are, it's recorded. Man, I'm screwed. You guys are just, you're hard on me, man.
Boys, this is crazy right here.
Yeah,
I was gonna call you the other night, Taylor, and I had been gonna call you, and I said I hate to call because I never know when anybody's sleeping or when they're moving or working or home or whatever. And Robbie, I don't give a damn. I wake him up in the middle of the night. I don't care.
What's the phone number again?
He doesn't call me in the middle of the night. He just sends me a text.
My phone number 516-387-1733.
586.
516.
Oh, 516. Okay, I got it right here. Okay.
387-1733. Who's that calling?
I don't know. I'm just shared the live video.
Oh,
how come
yeah.
Ed's got a red redneck and eyes hat?
Because I went out and bought it.
What hell?
I know, right?
No, yeah, I
all right, well, I'm making a new rule. There's a new rule being made tonight, and we're going to have to take a vote on it here. Okay? Anytime new shit gets made or bought with a redneck and eyes label, Taylor gets included. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, I got you.
See how long,
you know, what I was
how,
doing,
actually.
Wait
a minute.
Wait a minute. What Taylor gets what?
Whatever. Anything yeah. new that comes out, Taylor wants one.
I thought he already did. He got a flag that ain't nobody else got.
Yeah, but I just got a red hair.
I got a flag.
Well, see, so what happened was I was sitting here watching my videos, and I have a black flag, you know, and one of the angles, I'm like right in front of the flag. So when the flag is in front of me and I've got the black hat on, it's like they mix together. So I needed to contrast that out. So I had the red hat, and it sticks out better. It you know, and it kind of draws
like
people's
damn
attention.
Truck to me.
Hell yeah!
I think we need to wave
at the camera, Ed. I want to see what the delay is. Wave at the camera, Ed. I want to see what the delay is. Two.
There's a 2-hour delay on that.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
He still ain't waved.
Yeah, so it's, yeah. Yeah, it's something
good,
else.
Because I can tell her, I don't know when she posted that comment, but anything that was said, I have no idea. It wasn't me. That was an imposter.
Well, it goes back and forth, too. Uh-huh. Sometimes nobody's watching. Sometimes 10 people are watching. Sometimes 2 people are watching. Sometimes nobody's watching. So, you know,
yep,
it
just now waved.
Comes and goes.
Just now waving. Just now seeing the wave.
Yep.
I can't even see his wave. All I see is him nodding his head.
Yep.
He did the peace sign. I'll be honest with you. I don't really do Facebook a whole lot anymore.
But I look at it.
I'm more on Twitter. I'm on Twitter more.
Yeah.
And if you guys are on Twitter some, and you guys want to tag me, if you don't tag me, I don't see it.
Twitter.
I mean, I'm getting like 3 million hits a month now. So I'm getting a lot of traffic on my page. Like I can't keep up with it kind of traffic.
Yeah. Well, so, I've got some other devices, and so what I'm going to do is try to set it up to where I can go. I'm really not sure if I can do a Twitter live, but I might be able to, and then I'll have another device that I
can
use that while. Yeah.
You can do Twitter live.
Yeah, so we might try to do that too here in the next couple of shows.
Well, I guess
you know,
I need to get the Twitter account because I don't have one.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting
to
sometimes.
To do Twitter Live, you could do it, but it doesn't show you how. And what you do is you hit the photo option.
Oh, yeah.
And it pulls up your picture. And then the very first picture is going to be your camera. And then you
Greg
hit your camera.
He got busted.
I just hear him say, look at that comment. Greg, you're busted. That's out loud.
Oh,
you guys
are
bullshit. You just got me in trouble.
Hey,
that's all right.
If the shoe fits.
My friends.
Yep.
Yeah, I need a bunch
but
of
no,
more
you just
friends
hit the picture.
Like you guys, but yeah. All right.
Hit the picture on it, Greg, and then you hit the camera. After your pictures show up, there's the first picture is going to be your camera. Just hit your camera, and then on your camera it'll say live. And just hit the live button, and you'll go live on Twitter.
Awesome. One of the other sponsors I wanted to mention that we didn't get to mention yet, and that's Load Derived Transportation. We're excited about them, too. Hopefully, we'll get more stuff at the truck show and keep them on board. But, I mean, it was great for them to make a, you know, to get us get on board with those guys, and hopefully they'll keep on supporting us. That's another good one that they were real generous, and we just, you know, so I'd like to see more trucking companies. Like I said, at the beginning of 2020, we were having a lot of conversations with several different trucking companies and different outfits, and they were ready to pull the trigger, but, you know, right when COVID happened and everything got shut down, we lost all track of that. So we'll definitely look forward to more sponsorships in the future, especially when we become more popular and everybody comes back out there to the parking lot. Basically, we just, like Greg will tell you all the time, we just want to hang out and have a good time, and we got food and shade and shelter and heat and entertainment.
Hey guys,
you know?
I really do think it would be a good idea to make up some cards, maybe postcard size, that talks about the event in the parking lot.
Yeah, yeah.
Because nobody, I mean, do you know how many people go to the truck shows from the corporate world that at the end of the truck show they go back to their hotels because they don't know anything's going on?
I was just telling Greg about that, about how we need to make sure that we are in the show, like we're going to either share the booth with somebody or have a booth of our own, because I want those corporate guys in the suit and ties to walk by our booth to see us. Because that's because you're right. They don't know we exist because we're not in the show. We were always just in the parking lot. We weren't actually, you know, in the show. You know, the funny thing is that when we would show up every year, the first 3 or 4 years, and we had our T-shirts done, and we all had our everybody was wearing the same T-shirt and all that. We go into the truck shows and we walk around together, and everybody's like, "Wow, look at those shirts! Look at those shirts! That's cool." I mean, even Stay Loaded was like, "Man, that design is awesome!" You know, so we were like really excited about all that, and so yeah, we're gonna be like in the show, to where we're gonna be there Thursday morning when there's VIP only. People are gonna be there and they're gonna see us, and that's what our goal is, to see them, to have that happen. So yeah, you're right. Pass them out, let them know, you know, throw it around, get on the bullhorn, stopping them and say, "Hey man, come check us out."
Well, let me tell you something. You guys need to apply for press passes through Unplugged Radio.
Okay.
Because if you do so, then you have the press privileges, like free food.
Well, and that the special room, they got a room that you go into where there's
Yep, that's where the free food is.
Yeah, that part.
Free drinks.
I just want to be able to get in there and say, "Hey, do you know who I am?"
Interesting.
Yep,
and you know the cool, like the way I deal with everything, I'm kind of like the trucking industry's Daily Wire, where I don't really have my own interviews or my own stories. I just kind of go off of what everybody else is talking about on the internet. So, you know, I kind of just throw my two cents in on what else is going on out there, and I get, you know, from these other websites. So a lot of them would be thrilled to see, you know, YouTube videos made about their website. I think they would. I don't know.
Well,
maybe they
ATA
won't.
ATA and CNN, right?
Yeah, right. Oh man, but yeah, this is a good show tonight. We got even more. Yeah, he's. I think he's done. I think he got in trouble. He's on Facebook over here commenting now.
No, I'm still here. I'm just learning to keep my mouth shut now because I'm being monitored. You guys got me in enough stuff tonight. I'm
going to
be quiet.
But yeah, so I mean, like I said, it's what is it now? It's 8:40. So good show. Wrapping it up, I think, is a good thing to do. And we got more stuff to talk about for next time. So we can just let it hang on to that. And like I said, we're let everybody know we're live here every Sunday night at 7 o'clock Eastern time, and they can call in and be part of the show. It's 516-387-1733. And if you want to just, you know, talk and have a conversation with everybody calling in, just hit one, and it's awesome. You know, we just kind of sit back here and shoot the breeze and have a good time, and you never know what might happen. You know, we got stuff going on and all that. But our website, redneckandeyes.com, has got links to all of our sponsors, Load to Ride Transportation, DPF Regeneration, Trucker Tools. Also has links to our YouTube videos, which are pretty cool. And also, it has the link to Blog Talk Radio, where you can go in and see all of the different shows that are on Blog Talk Radio on blogtalkradio.com at Unplug Radio Network. And it's just all about trucking, and it's cool stuff. And you can go check out all the past episodes and get kind of lined up on what's going on over there. And we really appreciate Taylor Barker letting us use it. So.
Oh, it's so, home. It's your home, dude.
Yeah.
That's what I was getting ready to say, man. Shout out to Taylor, man, for all he does, man. He's a good, good man.
I tell you what, for everybody out there doesn't know, so Taylor was bragging about how much money he can raise. Like, he's like, I can get up there and I can get people to donate. Nah, nah, nah. And we're like, yeah, whatever, dude, whatever. You know, that's great and all that. Well, I wouldn't say that we broke records, but every year we would take in donations for people eating the food or giving out prizes and selling little raffle tickets and all that. And every year we've done that, we were only raising like maybe $800 at the most. Well, the year that Taylor Barker showed up and said, I can raise money, I can double that. And we're like, yeah, whatever, man. People ain't going to donate because we're not trying to make them pay for anything. We're just letting them enjoy it, and they're not going to donate. Well, it was over $2,200 that we raised. In fact, I think that one night that everybody was kind of – it was raining, the weather was bad. I think we did over $1,000 that night because it was just us, because everybody else – We were the place to be on the parking lot, and that was all due to the weather, but because we had so many truck drivers helping us out, making sure the tent stayed up. And then once that happened, Taylor Barker had all of his friends show up, and we were just playing music and having a good time, and it was awesome. So yeah, Taylor Barker did come through. He came through.
Things got crazy down there at the truck show. You should have been out at Millersburg, man. You want to talk about somebody getting wild, man. He had them wound up out there. Oh, my God.
I never...
He might not have remembered about it the next morning, but...
Oh, I remember every bit of it, dude. I tell you, I got a couple of folks in a bid war down there at the truck show in Dallas, and ended up selling a damn Bud Light in a Hennep koozie. That I was giving away Hennep koozies, but I sold a Bud Light inside of a Hennep koozie for $900.
Yeah, see?
Wow.
We're going to have more of those, too. We've got Redneck and Nice koozies. We're going to have more of those. And then I've got coasters that people thought was a waste of money for some silly reason.
And here's another thought that I thought, while we got everybody here real quick. Not bring it up just because you're riding bikes now, and we got a lot of drivers out here that's got bikes and ride bikes and everything, and even if they don't ride bikes, you know, the do-rags with redneck and eyes on them.
Yeah.
You know, that would be something. You always see them, and, you know, guys always got, you know, they always want to put one on their head, you know, for, you see them with Harley and you see them with everything. Hey, get one with redneck and eyes on it, man. Get some of them made up. See? A few of them and see how they go over down there. You know, you got the hats. Try something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, we got.
But anyhow.
Well, I mean, and that's a great idea. I mean, we got more stuff coming, but and I got some patches. I got my leather jacket that I ride with. I got a redneck and eyes patch to go on that, and that was awesome. There's a bunch of different stuff we can get. I even looked at neck gaiters. They're pretty expensive, but those are fun.
Right.
But yep.
I don't know.
But yeah,
it's all the same to you. I've about had all my all the masks and stuff that I can care for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think if I ever have to see another mask, it'll be too damn soon.
Yeah, no kidding.
But anyhow, all right, guys, I'm gonna let you guys finish up there.
I'm jumping too. Y'all be good, and I'll catch y'all soon. Okay.
Sounds good.
Hey, Taylor.
All right.
Give me a call sometime. I'll give you a call.
I
hate to call because I never know what you're doing and when you're home, when you're working,
listen,
when you're
call
sleeping,
me anytime.
Whatever.
Listen, if I can't talk to you, I'll tell you, and I'll hang up.
All right.
But thing
that's
is, you guys stay in touch, and Ed, after the show, give me a call. I got a couple of things I want to go over with you.
Okay, now.
All right.
Good
thank
deal.
You, Ed. I was going to call you the other night because I know when you're working, but I didn't know this last week. I didn't know if you was on, you know, personal time at home or stuff with family, and I didn't want to call you at night and find out you was or something. So now that you're back to work, just give me a call anytime after, you know, when you're working or whatever. I'm here.
Sounds good.
Robbie,
right,
I ain't
guys,
even going to tell you
night.
When to call because you won't shut up anyhow.
He's gone. He's gone. So.
All right. He's gone?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. All right, man.
So go call him. He's bugging.
See you guys. It's been fun. No.
Good deal.
He's at home. His wife got him at home cleaning the pool, so I'm good. All right, I'll talk to y'all later. Be careful.
All right, now.
All right. Bye.
Good deal. Yeah, we're going to wrap it up here. Like I said, check out the website, redneckandeyes.com. And check out our YouTube channel. YouTube channel has been great for us. We've got a lot of great videos on there, safety videos talking about, driving, four-wheelers, driving around big trucks, stuff like that. And we also have videos just talking, well, the show here and the new what's going on in the news and everything like that. Stuff like that is pretty cool. And we appreciate everybody for liking and subscribing and sharing the videos. It's been great. And don't forget, we got some great sponsors, Load to Ride Transportation and Trucker Tools, the Trucker Tools app, and, of course, DPF Regeneration. And go check those guys out. And like I said, all of their links are on our website, redneckandeyes.com. So until next time, you guys stay safe, stay successful, and keep between the ditches. And we'll see you out there on the road.